You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Aleph by Vayikra is a small Aleph, and the Rishonim say, I think the Balaturim says that he explains how it indicates the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. The first word in Divrei Hayamim is Adam. Adam sheisenesh kenim halal. So the Aleph of Adam is a large Aleph. So they quote in the name of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Balatanya, that the Aleph of Vayikra indicates the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the big Aleph, the small Aleph, and the big Aleph of Adam indicates the Gaiva of Adam Rishon. He was a tzir kapa of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went to his head, and that's what caused him to sin. So they say that he said this batur when he was a young child. Okay. And the pasuk says, Babel b'nei Yisrael. So we usually are medayik b'nei Yisrael either v'lo b'nos Yisrael or b'nei Yisrael v'lo geirim. So here, the first shaf in Yeridaya discusses that. How do the Tanoim know when to be memayit b'nei Yisrael v'lo geirim and when to be memayit b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, that the dinim don't apply to women? So he says that the Tanoim had a feel. You have to know by the context which way to darshan. That's where we had a Tosfos like that. Sometimes you have a klala prata klal, and your memayit has to be prima privi gedule karka. When you take Moes Maaseh Sheni Tirushalayim, you have to buy prima privi gedule karka. How did they come up with all those ideas? And have a klala prata klal, so you say, it has to be dova hamitalta v'gufa moment. How did they come up with all of these? How did they figure that out? So the Tosfos said, like that shaf, we mentioned it, like that shaf, the Tanoim had to feel like the darshan psukim. So here, what is it that my b'nei saw, the b'nei saw, that a woman cannot bring a carbon oil? That's not true. So the Gemara says, no, the sifrosif, the woman is not obligated to do smicha. What if a woman wants to do smicha? So that's a famous machlokes ha-Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and it's quoted in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah and in different mesichtes. Whether Noshim Samchas Rishus, is it permissible for the women to do smicha, or you say, no, it's not permissible? What exactly is the machloikas? So the way we, Rashi and Tosfos, have the Girsa and the Gemara, where it's printed in the Vilna Shas, is that women are not permitted to do smicha, because smicha, you have to do b'shtei yodayim. It says in Samachas Yodo. So the Targum Yonison Ben Ezeel says, you do smicha b'yad yamin. That's against halacha, because the Mishnah say you have to do smicha b'shtei yadayim. And the Gemara in the Mishnah says, they don't quote any Tana who says that you do smicha b'yad yamin. So that's one of the many, many problems. There are several hundred problems, I think, with Targum Yonison Ben Ezeel. Some say maybe it was from the Karoim, maybe it's somebody else. They know for sure it's not Yonison Ben Ezeel. Gemara says Yonah ben Ezeel only made a targum on Novi, and he wanted to make Haksuvim, the Gemara Megillah says, and Min HaShemayim, they didn't allow him, because if he would have written a targum on Haksuvim, he would have interpreted when the Ketz Hagula is going to be, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo Min HaShemayim didn't want. So there's really only targum Yonah ben Ezeel on Novi. This is tough year. It is supposed to be the Rosh Hashanah, a targum Yerushalmi. I would have a different targum Yerushalmi. So they're two different versions of Talmud, Targum Yerushalmi. And it's a question, is it reliable Bechlau? But they know for sure it's not by Yonison Ben Ezeel. So several Svarim were written to defend all of the difficult Targum Yonison Ben Ezeel. So on this one, they say, Targum Yonison says he do smicha b'yad yaminai, and in the Gemara doesn't exist such an opinion. So they say, maybe it was a machleke satanaim, and the Gemara it was so outvoted, so they left it out. But it's very questionable. There are a lot of difficult lines in Yonah Simmons. He'll say, I'm not sure how to deal with it. So the Gemara way, it says in our editions of the Gemara, that was Girsus Rashi Tosfos, women are not permitted to do smicha, because you have to do smicha b'shtei yadayim, and you have to do b'chol koifa, you have to lean on the animal in such a way that if they would take away the animal, you would fall down. Mamish lean b'chol koifa. That's called smicha. So that's an iser. If you're the bala korban and you're a man, you're believed to do smicha. So that's the din. But if a woman is going to do smicha, she's not obligated to. So that'll constitute a violation of the iser of avoda. It's a din giz of avoda. Is also the kachim. The pasuk says even by kachim kam, a sava b'v'chor sharech well a sava b'v'chor tzenefa. That's called giz of avoda. Is also. It's not called mi'ila. Mi'ila behegdish is if I ride on an animal and I get hanoah from it. Instead of walking a mile, I ride on the animal. So I was then, when I lean on the animal, b'chol koichi, not that I'm exhausted and I'm resting up by leaning on the animal, it's a nuisance. It's annoying that I should lean on the animal b'chol koich. But that's the halacha requires. You have to do smicha b'chol koich, so you lean. But it still should constitute the nisa rav avoda because it should be osur. So a man who is mechuyev, that's exeris hakasim, it's a yotze min haklal, he's muta mechuyev to do the avoda b'kachim. But a woman is not mechuyev, so it's not allowed to. So what's the machlekes hataran, what the nashim samchas vishus are not? So the Bavli, the way we have the girs and the gemara and chagig, it says the women felt cheated. Like the women's lip now, they feel cheated. They can't do the mitzvahs. It's not fair that the women don't have the ability to do the mitzvahs. So the women requested, like, to have women's prayer groups, to have an imitation minyan. It's a fake. If they don't say, if they're following the dinim, they're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. They're not allowed to say Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, and so on. They can't have Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a Dvarim Shebekdusha. You need a minyan. So they can't do that. So they're not allowed to do smicha. They wanted at least to do imitation smicha. Akufu yedaihu. Akufu yedaihu means to have the hands float. Vayotzat habarzel, Rashi always says, Vayotzat habarzel metakam metargamina, the targum yenisim and azila. And that pasuk in Malachim says, Vayotzat barzel. Yotzat means to float. Mikufyo, the Gemara has a shaila. When the father was makrish korban oil shlamim, and then the father dies before he's makrivit, so the yorshim bring the korban. So the Gemara has a discussion: the yorshim get a kapara mikufyo v'lo mikivo. They get a superficial kapara; they don't get an in-depth kapara. Mikufyo means superficially. Like I say, I read over your book mikufyo, or I read your letter mikufyo. I didn't read it mikivo. I didn't read it in depth. So the Gemara says when the women brought the karbonis by Shenit Kuv, they wanted to do smicha, so they said, allow us to do akufi yadaifu, to have our hands floating on top of the behemoth. So one Tana says, Noshim Samchas Rishus, you want to do imitation smicha, because Zuntahei, there's no problem. Just to do nachas ruach to the women. The women feel that halacha cheating them doesn't allow them to do a mitzvah, so at least they want to do an imitation mitzvah. So the other Tana says that you're not allowed to do because it's exerit. We should really make exerit the rabbanon. We shouldn't permit akufi yadach, even just to have your hands floating on top of the korban. Exerit shema, they'll lean on the korban. They'll see the men leaning on the korban. So the women will also lean on the korban. Lean on the korban, that'll be a violation of avoida. Vasava b'mchosherecha. So that's the machlokes hatanaim. They all, the way Tosis presents it, they all agree that women are not allowed to do real smicha. And they all agree, men atar, it's mutter to do akufi yadaicha, but there's no kima mitzvah, it's just an imitation mitzvah. And they both agree that midirabbanan, there should be exere, you're not allowed to do imitation smicha, lest it lead to real smicha, and it'll be a violation of avoid of the kochim. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, machlokes Hatanaim is whether we should allow an isa. This had Rabbi Natan learns should we permit the isa the Rabbanan? There should have been an isa the Rabbanan. Should we permit the isa the Rabbanan because of the consideration of they last kasruach lenoshim because they feel hurt? That's the machlokes. So this is what led the Rabbi Natan to say that women are permitted to recite the birchas hamitzvah. When they shake a lulav, or when they listen to tkiyah shofar, when they fulfill a mitzvah, says the shas mangrom. Because really, bracha levatola is not allowed. But the Rabbi Natan holds that bracha levatola is only an isa de rabbanan. On the level of the raisa, what other is he doing? Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave the Jewish people the mitzvah on the tilas lulav. He didn't command me. I'm a woman. He didn't instruct me. But he gave the Kalali. So that's a nice blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're giving Shevach Leidah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah. So it's a Baruch Levatole is an Issa de Rabban. Where they get that it's an Issa Rabban? Because the Gemara says, Hasof ben Yisht, Hasof ben Tvilin Shal Yad, Tvilin Shal Rosh, Avera Hi Biyodot. If he talking between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, if he wouldn't have talked, the Baruch Levatole would have related to the Shal Rosh also. But if you're talking between, then you have to repeat the bracha laniach. That's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What it means to the Gemara. So Rashi and the Rambam learn. That if you don't talk in between Shalyad and Shalosh Gemara, the very end of bracha. So Rashi pshat. Rashi and the Rambam learn. If you don't talk, you only say bracha laniach, and that's it. That covers the Shalyad and Shalosh. If you do talk, laniach and the Shalyad doesn't become a tzurif to the Shalosh. So in that case, you have to say the bracha and the Shalosh al mitzvahs. So some follow Rashi and the Rambam. But in Shulchan Aruch, they follow the Tosfos of Rabbi Natan, that if you don't talk in between Shalyad and Shalosh, you only say one bracha and the Shalyad and one bracha and the Shalosh. Say laniach al Shalyad and say al mitzvahs and the Shalosh. If you talk in between Shalyad and Shalosh, then even though you said laniach and the Shalyad, you have to repeat again laniach and the Shalosh and say the other bracha al mitzvahs. Bein l'Rashi, bein l'Rabbi Natan, if you talk in between Shalyad and Shalosh, you're causing yourself to recite an extra bracha. So that's gorim bracha sheina tzvicha. That's a person is eating a meal. He washes and he's eating the meal. In the middle of the meal, halfway through, he says brichas hamazon, and then he washes and he says hamotzi again, and he eats the second half of the meal. What did he say brichas hamazon in the middle? He could have eaten the whole meal said at the end. He says another brichas hamazon, another anatila sidaim, another hamotzi. So he's goring bracha sheina tzvicha. It's not a bracha about tala, because once he says benching, so he's mechuyev, and he wants to finish eating the rest of the meal. He has to wash again, he has to amotzi again, he has to bench a second time. But that's, he could have covered everything with the first bracha that he said. So goring bracha sheina tzvicha is beferish in the Gemara. That's only the Rabbanan. That's the Gemara inside them. In the Mishnah, towards the end of Masechah Sota, there's a perek that's called Perek Meshuach Melchama. It could be it's the last perek. I don't remember. Perek Meshuach Melchama. So it says there, Mihu Isha Yori Berach Alevav Yeloch V'yashu, the base of Elohim Masas, Levav Efov, Kilvavoy, something like that. Who is a Yori Berach Alevav? So there was an opinion that Rov HaRishonim do not accept La'aloch. There was an opinion. Yori Berach Alevav means Yori Me'averi should be Yod, if he does Averis. Within that shita, so there's a machlekes hatanai. What if he's careful? He only violates averus de rabbana. He never violates averus de araisa. Do you kick him out of the army because of averus de rabbana also or not? So there was one opinion. Hasaf ben tfila le tfila. He talks in between the tfilin shal yad and tfilin shal rosh. Averi he biyod v'chazur aleh ha'mior famlacham. Even one who violates an averus de rabbana. The Pashtus is, we don't paskin like that whole Tana B'chlav. We paskin like the other Tana. Miha, Bala Avera are accepted in the army. You have a lot of Thilonim in the army here in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of Bala Avera. One of the Rabbanim, he used to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Kiryat Arba. Rabbi Waldman B'Shutfis with, I forgot his name. Now he lives in Har HaZeisim. I forgot his name already. He's always very outspoken. So he said, if they wouldn't have any filonim in the army would have, if they'd only have hezdenikim, they would have won all the wars. L'mayla menatera. We don't need any filonim in there. But we don't pass like that time. We pass kind of Averish. You don't drop the people out of the army because of Averish and Yod. But I'll call upon him. That Gemara says that bracha shein etzvif is only the Rabbah. So the Rabbi Natan assumes that bracha levatol is also only mid the Rabbah. It's not an isa derais. And so if the women are going to shake a lulav, and they want to say a bracha like the men because of nachas ruach lenashim. They feel cheated. They feel cheated that the Rebbe Shlom didn't give him the mitzvah of lulav. They feel cheated. They don't say a bracha. So we say, if you want to volunteer to do the mitzvah, says to shazman gram begizuntahet, as an ainah mitzvah yosef, fine. And even if you want to say a bracha because you're going to feel cheated, so we allow you to because it's only the Rabbanan. Bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan. So therefore, Mishim Nachas Ruch L'Nashim, we paskin that you do permit them to do a kufi yadaif imitation smicha, despite the fact that there is, should have been a gzera de Rabbanan. The consideration of Nachas Ruch L'Nashim outweighs, it allows us to violate the use of the Rabbanan of the Gzeira. So just like it allows us to violate that Issa Rabbana, allows us to violate this Issa the Rabbana Bracha Levatol. But then Avram says, he gets the impression from the Rambam that the Rambam holds not like that. So the Rambam holds that Bracha Levatol is an Issa there. I say, how do you see from the Rambam? The Rambam says that one who says a Bracha Levatol, that's a direct quotation, word for word, from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yoivan Le Sisa. The Rabbeinatam said that it means Midirabbanan. So maybe the Ramam holds the same as Rabbeinatam. But because the Magen Avraham said that that's Pshat and the Ramam said that's what Chacham Avadya always assumes like that. So by the Sfardim, they don't admit women. The women who want to volunteer say Kriyashma. Women speak this Tikkun Atmuch even Kriyashma because it's a Zman Grom. That's a Mishnah and Brochas, Dav Chotam and Alos. So women are Atmuch be recommend they should recite Kriyashma to be in the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Why not? It's not Avera. But strictly speaking, they're not Mechuyev. So in all the schools and all the Beis Yankivs in Eretz Yisrael and all over the world, they have all the girls Daven Shacharis and they have them say Kriyashma with the Brichas Kriyashma. So when Chacham Avadya's daughters went to school, he had to get special permission that they shouldn't say Brichas Kriyashma. As far as they're concerned, it's Brocha L'Vatol. The women are not allowed to say Brocha on Lulav, on Shefer, on Sukkot. Women shouldn't say Brichas Kriyashma either. Sure. So, because they followed this Magen Avraham's interpretation in the Rambam, that Brocha L'Vatol is an Issa, the Raisa, and Nachas Ruach L'Noshim is not enough to be Mata that. So that's the Tosis Pshat and the Machlokes HaTanoim. When the Noshim, Machlik Zabir Rab Yosi, when the Noshim Samchas Mishus, a Noshim are prohibited to do smicha, that if they'll do smicha bakufi yadaihu, to do smicha b'chokacha for sure, they're not permitted. That's an Issa deraisa b'avoida b'kotch, that we're not going to be matir. The only consideration is to do an imitation smicha, only for the sake, there's no kiyama mitzvah at all, only for the sake of gedei lasas nachas ruach l'noshim, to satisfy the women. So, but that should be also with the Rabbanan. So that's a machlokes, do you permit the use of the Rabbanan because of Nachas Ruach? Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi Maseches, the end of Maseches, Rosh Hashanah. Rashi learned the machlokes HaTanaim is it an use of Baltesis? Since the women are not mechuyev to do smicha, so if they're going to do smicha, they're not mechuyev, maybe it'll be an use of Baltesis. Okay, so Taisa says, what kind of Baal Taisa there is? A concept of Enim Mitzvah there, so why should it be Baal Taisa? That's Bislala problem. If so, how can you have a concept of Enim Mitzvah there? Let's say a Summa. Even if you all like the Tana Rebuta, that a Summa is part of Mikola Mitzvah, Samu is Bataira. But if the Summa volunteers to do the Mitzvah, we assume, the Gemara says, does he get Moskar? The Gemara of Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. So he said, first he thought, God will have Mishaena Mitzvah Yosef. One who's not Mitzvah, and he does the Mitzvah, deserves more reward than the one who is Mitzvah. Then he backed out, the Sefer, he backed out. God will have Mitzvah Yosef, you get Moskar if you are Mitzvah Yosef. So originally he used to say, when Rabbi Yosef held originally, that you get Moskar if you ain't a Mitzvah Yosef, if you volunteer Mitzvahs. As an enem mitzvah v'yosef, so he used to say, he'll avid na'yad matava the rabbanim. He'll celebrate. He'll make a party if someone will show him that the din is that asuma is part of mikol mitzvahs, because then he's going to get more start. And then when they convince Rabbi Yosef that that's not the way to go, that enem mitzvah v'yosef gets less char, so god la mitzvah v'yosef. So he said, if someone will prove to me that the din is not like Rabbi Yudit, that asuma it is chayiv in mitzvahs. Rabbi Yudal Tzumas put the mikolah mitzvah rules, but whoever will, if someone will convince me that the psak halacha lemaisa is the loy Rabbi Yudit, then I did the yom tova the rabbanan because he's a mitzvah v'yosa. So the rishonim ask over there. Remember, I saw it in the Meiri and Bava Kama around Daf Peches. He quotes different rishonim. Ramban quotes how the rishonim talk about this issue. The Rishalmi says that if you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, that you're an idiot. The word hedyot means an idiot. Idiot is, I think, a Latin word. It means a layman. Like there's a kind gadol and there's a kind hedyot. A kind hedyot is a kind who's an idiot. It means a plain kind, nishkin kind gadol. So nikra hedyot means you're a fool. You're an idiot. That you're sitting in the sukkah when it's raining. So the Rishonim ask, but why does the Sulema volunteer to do the mitzvahs that he's part of from? Rabbi Yosef did all the mitzvahs. You don't say nikra hedyot, then why women volunteer to do? We never heard that there's a shana. Rashi learns that was the machlokes hatanai. Where Rabbi Yudi, Rabbi Yosef, whether noshim, samchas, mshus or not, so Rashi interprets that's the machlokes. Is there a violation of Baal Tosef if you volunteer a mitzvah that you're not mechuyevin? And Tosef is masik, I'm not sure, how can it be? It says all over in Shas that there's a concept of enem mitzvah v'yos. That's what Tosis rejects Rashi. They interpreted their pshat that it's a shaila, there's a kufiyat dach, it's a imitation mitzvah, should be a gzera de rabbanon, whether nachas ruach allows you to violate an isa de rabbanon of the gzera. But that's what Rashi says. So the Meiri raises that issue. When do you say there's a concept that ain't a mitzvah the isa, and when do you say no, mishenim, kol apatman adav yaseh nikrahed? So the Meiri quotes different Rishonim. He quotes some Rishonim say, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah de mistaber, it teaches a moral, ethical, or religious principle. We know what the principle is. All the mitzvahs are supposed to teach. If it's a meaningful mitzvah, and let's say, kriya shema tani mekabal amal shemai. So true women are potter, but it's a nice idea, and why not be mekabal amal shemai? So there you don't say nikbehed yet. But if it's like a chok, we don't really understand what lesson it's supposed to be teaching us, then it doesn't make sense. We wouldn't say that the Eina Mitzvah Yose, that it makes sense to volunteer. We don't know what the mitzvah is supposed to teach. That is what the Meiri says. I think Rav Soloveitchik said that the Briska answer to the question is, if you sit in the Sukkah when it's raining, there's no Kiyama Mitzvah at all, because it has to be Teshuv Kein Tadur. Absolutely no Kiyama Mitzvah whatsoever. So if there's no kiyam, then you nikra edu. What did you accomplish? But noshima pata from his mangrama, but if they volunteer it, that'll be a kiyam. So then you say that there is a concept of eina mitzvah. Yes, it does make sense. But basically, that didn't really answer the question. We just shifted the question. Now the question is, when do you say there is a kiyam? When do you say there's no kiyam? Okay, so we shifted the question. But those are the two pshatim, Rashi and Tosfos, the two pshatim in the Machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, when the Noshim Samchus Rishus, and Noshim are prohibited to do smicha. The Ravid has a pirush on Toras Koyanim, and it's the real Ravid, and he has the Ravid that they printed from a manuscript on Sifrei, on Bamidbar and Dvarim, doesn't seem to be the authentic Ravid. There's some other Ravid, but it's not the famous Ravid. He doesn't say anything. The Ravid doesn't chatter. The Ravid has knockout. Every Ravid has something original to say. Every Ravid. He doesn't stay Dvar Mitem. So the Ravid here on the Pasuk on Vayikra, on the Machlokes Satanaim, the Meiri also has, they had a different Gius in the Gemara Chagiga. Our Gius in the Gemara Chagiga is what Rashi and Tosfos quote, that the Tana holds Noshim Samchus Rishus means Bakufi Yadat, only to have your hands float, not to lean B'chol Korcha. The Ravid didn't have that Girsan, and the Meiri also didn't. Chachmei Pravans always had different Girsans. So they understood in the Gemara that the Machlokes is that women permitted to do Smicha B'chol Korcha. And what's Bashtet the Machlokes, what are they fighting about? So the Ravid said, that's the Shaila. When you say a man who is Mechuyev to do smicha is permitted to violate the yisur of avodah b'kodshim because he has to do smicha b'chol korcha to lean on the animal b'chol korcha, to the extent that if you take it away, it'll fall down on the floor. So is that only because the chiyuv to do the mitzvah is mata the yisur or the kiyum mitzvah? What if you have a mitzvah kiyumis? A woman who does smicha is a mitzvah kiyumis, you're not the amlechuyah, but there's a kiyum mitzvah, ain't a mitzvah the yisur. So maybe a woman has a kiyama mitzvah, even as a fit. Maybe that's enough to be matadiyus. And he says, therefore, these tanaim, Rabbi Yossi, who argue with the Noshim Samchas Rishus, would argue also in the following case. A woman wants to put on a talus that has tzitzis with shatis in it. The tzitzis has tchelis, and tchelis is not only a certain color, has to be a certain color, blue the color, the sky from the chelozin, but it has to be, the string has to be wool. Has to be wool from Semerachelim, a rafa, all the way back to Sheshes Mebrations. If there was some in between, if they made a hybrid somewhere, it's a Gemara Mchiris in the Chops. So the Gemara says if it's a hybrid, then it's no good for the Thalus. Yeah. That's a problem in recent years because they realized that if they breed sheep with other animals, the wool will be stronger. So a lot of the wool that's available on the market today is from sheep that were bred with other animals, so it's not acceptable. Yeah, so that's why sometimes, what does it help that they identified what the chalazin is? We're not so convinced that the woolen strings are wool. So you're wasting your money, wasting your time. And then it's also a problem. The din is that if the strings are made from wool, they're acceptable whatever cloth, whatever material the beged is made from. Even if the beged is from cotton, but wool tzitzis are good. But if this is not wool, then if the beged is, let's say, have a cotton arba kamfis, and you put on woolen strings, forget about treidels. Kaidim, before they discovered the treidels. If you have a cotton arba kamfis, you put on woolen strings, it's good. That's only about medvar mamorim if the wool is bona fide wool. But if it was, there was breeding between the sheep and the other animals, anywhere in between the sheshimei brachos, then it doesn't pot the beged. Then it comes out, you're wearing a beged without tzitzis, because only wool pot the shalav meaning. If you have a cotton beged, then you should have cotton strings. Have woolen strings. But if it's a hybrid of the wool, then it's not acceptable. So again, so the Rabbi writes in his Pirush on the Torah Ka'anim, a woman will want to volunteer to wear a beged shel tzitzis that has shatnas in it, because the strings of tcheles have to be wool, and the beged is made from linen. So that's shatnas. So that's esed decheles esed. That's the mokum and kol haterem kulav esed decheles esed is from klayim v'tzitzis. That's what the Gemara says in the sugya at the beginning of Yibamah, the first sugya, esed decheles esed. So the Ravid says, would a woman be permitted to volunteer to wear a beged shel tzitzis if it has shatnas in it? So he says, it will depend on this machlokes hatanoi. But that's the Chachmei Pervatz. They had a different gusa in the Gemara in Chagiga. According to their gusa, it doesn't say anything about a kufi yadaif imitation smicha. It's real bona fide smicha, b'chol koicham. The Gemara points out that Tamus v'zachus be'behemah ben Tamus v'zachus be'oifos. By behemus, a chatos has to be a nekeva. An oila has to be dapke zocher. The shlama could be either a zocher or a nekeva. So let's say you have an oila sa'oif and a chatos sa'oif. So is the din that a chatos sa'oif has to be a nekeva, oila sa'oif has to be a zocher? So in the psukim in Terei Sedra, it doesn't say zocher tami. It doesn't say zocher, it doesn't say nekeva, it doesn't say. So that's what Gemara says. Zachrus, akpeda davka, zocha, and akev is only by behemoth. And the same thing, tamus. Zocha, tomim. Tomim means believe mum. If you have an oif that has a mum, that's okay. Unless it's mechusa aver. Unless the whole eye is poked out. Unless a toe is ripped off. If it's mechusa aver, then it's possible by oif. But that's what the Gemara says. Tamus v'zachas, but behemoth, tamus v'zachrus, but oifus. The Gemara has a klal, ein pidyon la'oif. Is it then, if you have a carbon that has a Kedushat Guf Lamizbeach, a Chatos, an oil, a Shlama, whatever. So once it gets a Kedushat Guf Lamizbeach, it doesn't have any pidyon. If you set aside money, I put aside $1,000 to buy a carbon. So the money has a Kedushat Damim Lamizbeach, but doesn't have a Kedushat Guf Lamizbeach. So the money has pidyon. But if I set aside a behema, and it doesn't have, even if the behema has a mum over, as long as it doesn't have a mum kavu, avkoda mum kavu al hakdesha, then the behemoth doesn't get a kedusha guf lamizbeach, only gets a kedusha damim lamizbeach. So if I set aside a behemoth that doesn't yet have a mum kavu, even has a mum oiver, it's chalak kedusha guf lamizbeach, so then it's not yotze alidei pidyon, unless it gets a mum kavu. So that only applies to behemoths. But if, let's say you have an oif, I set aside an oilus oif or a chatas oif, and then it gets a mum. So you can be makavit even with the mum. The only time you can't be makavit is if it gets mechusar aver. A whole aver is pulled out. So then the Gemara says, still doesn't have pidyon. You see from the Gemara that mechusar aver is a different psul. It's not that the shear of mum is bigger. Not that by behemoth even a little mum counts, and by oifus only a major mum counts. Then the mum has to be mechusar aver. No, mechusar aver is a different psul. Hakivei another fechasecha, it's a different psul. So that's what the Gemara says, ein pinyon la'oif. If you're magdush an oif, and it's kosher la'akrova, and then it develops a mum, so you can be makrovit. But if it becomes a mechusarev, you can't be makrovit, and you can't be paidit. It doesn't have any pidyon. But in the psukim, the Gemara points out, it says you do shchita, and then it says, the Kohanim should do kabbalas adam. So it's mashman that shchita b'sheira bizarre. That's how the Gemara learns that Shechitah Ksheirim Bizar. So the Mishnayos have in Yuma, every day they used to have pious. They used to have like a hagrola, a lottery, who only Kohanim and the Azara would participate in this hagrola in the pious. Mi Shoichet, mi Mekabalos Adam, mi Molechas Adam, mi Zorikas Adam, that one person would win the hagrola, and that all the people, I forgot, to his right or to his left, all the Kohanim would be around in a circle, and a whole bunch would be zech, and they would divide up the avodas that they had to do on the tminimum of Sofa. So the Rishonim ask over there, the Meiri, and I have a Meiri and Yuma. So the Meiri and Yuma raises the question, what do you mean? And they had a hagrola monokan, but shchitik share bizar. Why did they only limit the Mishoche to the Kohanim? So he said that was a chumra that the Kohanim introduced, that on Karbonus Tzibut, the Midim Musafim, they shouldn't permit Shechita Bazar. He should insist after that you need a coin. But Mikradin, it's really only a chumra. Mikradin is really mutim. Hepshid Benituach, also the Gemara says, Hepshid Benituach is not an avoider, so it's kosher bizar. Whatever's an avoider, you need a coin. Whatever's not an avoider, it's kosher bizar. What do you mean, nituach? So the Gemara has in the beginning of Fulin, in the Sugya of Azalina Basaruba, the Gemara says, Benita Chayselin Safar, Lin Safar, Lin Safar. You're not allowed to take the oila. You have to burn the whole oila on the Mizbeach. So you don't put the whole animal all together. You have to cut it up in certain pieces. You can't just take a life and you keep on cutting and cutting and cutting and throwing little shtikalaf, little pieces, tiny little pieces. The Gemara says, the Mishnais tell you, you can't cut it up as many pieces as you want. And the Mishnais tell you how many pieces you have to cut it up. How many pieces you have to cut up the oila in order to burn the whole thing. Then it says in the Chumash, when you bring an oif, you want to volunteer an oila oif. So it says, v'hikrivo in the singular. It doesn't say v'hikrivam. V'hikrivo, so Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, afila predach, it's even one bird. So the Avdalvala Soloveitchik has in his safe on the Rambam, the Gemara says you can bring prey to Achas if it's an oil saif above in a dove. What if it's an oil saif that's a chayva? Let's say a gerish and his gayer. So you learn out all the dinim of gerish from Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai, there was Mila in Mitzrayim before Achidus Karban Pesach to lead up, not only to lead up to the Achidus Karban Pesach, the Mila was to lead up to the gerish of Maimon HaSinai. So the Mila was then. And then you needed tefillah and the mikveh and the chumash, and only says married people had to have tefillah, because of Paletish Chazer and Balkeri. But the Gemara shows you where, if you read in between the lines, where it says that even the single people who are not neither Balkeri nor Paletish Chazer, everybody had to have Mila and Tefillah, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah, they all said Nasim and Ishma, that's Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah, that's the most important thing, and a carbon, they had to bring a carbon. So if you want to, the Gershon, this guy can spend $1,000 or $2,000 to buy a carbon behemoth, oilless behemoth. But it's not necessary. So the practice used to be, in order to save money, the gerim usually are not so wealthy. So the ger would bring an oil saif. The Gemara says if he brings oil saif, he has to bring a minimum of two. He can't bring one. So that's what Abdelva will explain. Why an oil saif above in a dove can be one. It's an incomplete carbon. But if it's bob a chayva, a ger and his guy is mechiv to bring an oil. If he wants to bring an oil saif, he wants an oil behemoth. So since he's mechuyev, so a mitzvah bishlei musa is to bring two oifers, to bring a kan. If you bring one, is not enough. So Avdalvah Soloveitchik quotes from the Mabit. The Mabit was together with Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Bezdin in Tzfat in the 1500s, and they usually agreed on everything, and there were certain issues where it was famous that they had a machlokes between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. So each one of them wrote a commentary on the Rambam. The Kesa Mishnah is written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, and the Sefer Kiryas Sefer is written by the Mabit. So the Kesa Mishnah gives all the Marmakamis. He tells you when the Rambam has it did. Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Tosefta? Is it a Babli? Is it Yerushalmi? Is it from the Gaonim? Does someone disagree with the Rambam? Is it Shuvas HaGaonim? Fine. Every so often the Rambam has Marmakamis, they're not sure where, from the Sefer Zutta, from the Filter Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He has all kinds of wild Marmakamis. So the Kesa Mishnah gives you all the marmakamas that he's aware of. The Mabit doesn't give so much marmakamas. Every so often he has some new ideas. It has nothing to do with the Rambam, really. He has wild ideas. In Koilalim, when someone has to have say a chabura, so if you look in the Kiryas Sefer, there's always going to be something to say a chabura, to break your head, to figure out where did the Ma'bid come up with this one. So the Ma'bid writes like this. There is a machlokes in our Gemara, in our editions of the Gemara, our Kisayat of the Gemara Chagig in the first paragraph says, and Sholosh Regolim, every Jewish man is obligated, Sholosh Mitzvahs, Nitztabi Yisoh, Bali Yosom, Baregel. And when the men are Oyla Regel, they're Mukhiv to bring Riyah Chagigah and Sinfa. So Oylas Riyah, the way it says in the Gemara, Oylas Riyah has to be Oylas Behemah. You cannot Yotzi with no Oylas Oif. But the Rambam in the Meiri follows, always follows the Rambam, like an Eved Nirtza. So the Rambam and the Meiri say that the Oylas Riyah can be an Oylas Oif also. So the Ma'bid says, according to the Rambam, that there's such a thing as Oylas Oif by Oylas Riyah. It's an Oil of Chayvo, it's not an Adova. So you have to have a minimum of two. So Revelva Lusalvechik says he thinks that he's right, that he said it based on the Gemara. The Gemara says by the Gershon, his Geir, he wants to save money. He doesn't want to spend $2,000 for Oylas Behema. He wants to save money. All they bring other stuff, you have to bring two. Then Rav Bavala has, he quotes from, there's a commentary printed in the back of Mishnayis Kinim. If you have the big Mishnayis, they have the Yoyer Kino, one of the early Achronim. So the Yoyer Kino has a fetish that you bring a korban oif, can either be Torim or Bnei Yoina, two different types of birds. So let's say you bring a kan. Let's say you bring, sometimes you bring Oilus Oif and a Chatzis Oif together. Or you have to bring two Oilus Oifs by the Gershon and two Oilus Oifs. So whenever you have to bring a kan, two together, you can't have, so the Yorikina has a finish. You can't have one will be a Tor, one will be a Ben Yoina. They have to either both Torim or both Ben Yoina. You can't have one a Tor, one a Ben Yoina. The Bevel Soloveitchik writes, he understands what led him to say that, because if it's an Oilus Chayva, that you're bringing an oil soif, you have to have two, and it has to be a tziruv. So they're on a mitzvah of yafad if they're the same animal. If one is going to be a ben yon, if one is going to be a tor, then they're not mitzvah from yachad. Then there's a mishnah included in the first parak. Kosha b'malika posel b'shchita, kosha b'shchita posel b'malika. Malika has to be done with the fingernail of yad yimino of the kohen. And if you shecht an oif chulin with your fingernail, it's possible because it's called mechuber. It's not mechuber lekaka, but it's mechuber le'odom. So that's not acceptable. And when you do shechita b'chulin, you have to have a sakin that's tolush. You have to have a knife. So if you use a knife to do malika, it'll be possible. Malika has to dafke be with the fingernail of the kohen, the mechuber, and the shechita s'chulin has to dafke be with a sakin that's tolush. That's the question. Why do you say, why is that called mechuba? Usually we assume mechuba is mechuba lekarka. So I think there's a Rebbe Kivegim on Hilcha Shchita, and you're a day Hilcha Shchita, that he says that avodim hukshu lekarkois. Avodim hukshu lekarkois. Because it says, v'isnachal tamosel of necham afrech from the resh of zakuz asoilo. And everybody goes free after sheisha when it comes yam kippah shul yovel. Rebbe Kivegim says, v'isnachal tamosel of necham afrech. Achuz al-Soylam, you don't have to set him free. You never have to set him free unless you knock out Shem V'yayim. So because it says, V'histachalta nachalo, nachalo usually goes on karka. If you yarshan a lot of money in the bank, that's called Yerusha. And nachalo goes on karka. And it says, Achuz al-Soylam, Achuz al-Zol. So Rabbi Kivege writes on Hilcha Shchita, on Yeredeh, on the bottom of the page. He suggests that maybe you can't shecht with your fingernail. Maybe it's only Eved Kenayni who kish lekarka. So if he's going to shecht, that's so his fingernails mechuba lekarka dini kikarka. But a ben chorin would depend on the machlekes Rashi and Tesu, whether ben chorin hukshu lekarka is or not. So maybe a ben chorin, if you shecht with a fingernail of a ben chorin, normally a ben chorin shechts with his fingernail of shalchulin, maybe that's only possible with the rabban exera atu Eved. Maybe that's what he says. But he's wondering, it makes sense, a fingernail of a ben chorim. But it says in Yeredeya, in the Mechaber, it says, even if you have a leg of an animal, and the leg of the animal has a toenail on it, if you shecht with the toenail, is mechubah. So he says, but behemoth on hukish lekarka. So why should they make exer on the toenail of a behemoth, or to the nail of an evet? And others say, Rav Soloveitchik said, and Ursamev says, nah, that's nothing, not like Rabbi Kivegas. It's a different definition of mechuba. It's not about mechuba lekarka dina kekarka, and avodim hukshu lekarkois. It's a different din. It has to be separate. If it's mechuba either the karka or the adam or the behemah, unless you have a toe and the toe has a nail, so you hold on to the toe, that's like the handle of the nail. So it's not called mechuba to something else. But if you have a whole leg of the animal, then it's mechuba to something else. Not only mechuba to karka, mechuba to something else is no good. The Mishnah points out, I think, in the very end of Menachos, I think it's a Mishnah, that it says, if you bring a korban from behemah, it says Reach Nichoyach, and if you bring a mincha, it says also Reach Nichoyach. Who brings a mincha? A poor man. He can't afford to. He doesn't have thousands of dollars to bring a korban behemah, a korban knife. He gives $5 in shame. So the Kabbalah, so the Mishnah says, you see, Echad Amar Bevechad Amamit, it's called Reach Nichoyach, V'bat Shichab and Libo L'Hashamayim. That's what the Mishnah points out. That's why it says the same phrase, Reach Nichoyach, by a mincha and by the karbonis of the behemah. And that's one of these mirrors that we say on Shabbos, Hashem, Shabbos, Abbeinim, Abbas, Al-Kel, Yerotze, Kimincha, Al-Machavas. What does it mean? Hashem, Shabbos, Abbeinim, Abbas. Little children don't really know Hilchos Shabbos. Usually they do melachos. Usually little children are not really Hashem, Shabbos. They're probably going to do melachos. But that's Echad Amar, but Echad Amar, but so that's what you say, Hashem Shabbos, Abbeinim Abbas. When the little children observe Shabbos, it's going to be hamamit, not like an adult who learned till the Shabbos. Just like a mincha, zechad amar bevechad hamamit. Why do we say mincha al machavas? There are four different kinds of menachos, so that it should rhyme. But it means, kel yirotze kemincha. Mincha, we say, echad amar bevechad hamamit. Where do you eat the shiore hamincha? So it says, Zichrei Kohuna have to eat. A Bas Kohen is permitted to eat Truma, but a Bas Kohen is not permitted to eat Chatas Osham or Shiori HaMincha, because that's Kochim. Kochim has to be Nechel in the Azor. So the Rishonim have a discussion. He's supposed to eat it, but the Moshkhta Legdula, Kader Sham Lochem Lochem, he's supposed to eat the Shiori HaMincha, he's supposed to eat the Besar Chatas and Osham in a very Bekobedic way. The Moshkhta. So Pashtus is that you should eat these karbonis in a sitting position. Hey guys, so that's a question that the Balei HaTosfos raised. We don't have it in our Tosfos, but we have it in the Shita Mukubetzes, on Zvachim and Menachos and Tmura in the Kochim Dikam Mesichtes. They printed the Shita Mukubetzes on the margin, on the side of the page in the Vilna Shas, and they quote big chunks from Balei HaTosfos. So the Mishlam Melech quotes this one. We have it printed on the Gemara. The two opinions among the Balei HaTosfos on the Kohanim eat the Kochim Kochim in the Azara, do they eat it in a sitting position? Or do you say no? And Yeshiva Bazar, Elalam Alfe Bezdol, but even the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit down in the Azara. The only one who's allowed to sit is the Melech, who's a descendant from the Malfe Bezdol. But if you're not from the Malfe Bezdol, you're not allowed to sit. So that's a Shaiva. How did they eat the Kochi Kochim in a standing position? It's a violation of the Moshkel the Gedudo. So that's a question. That din any Shinu Bazar, is that a din der Reis, a din der Rabbanim? So that's a question. There's a stira Rav Velvel HaSalabet, you're going to say from Chumash quotes, that there's a stira between two Rashis ala Gemara. One place Rashi writes, it's Halachal Moshe min Sinai. Ein Yeshiva Bazar, Ela Lamalchi Bezdov, Blabat. The other place Rashi writes, it's only a din der Rabbanim. That's why Rav Velvel raised the question. This was a halacha Moshe Misina, ein yeshiva bazar ela lamalchei bezdavid. That was the lashon of the halacha Moshe Misina. They were told from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that Malchus bezdavid. They knew before Shaul HaMelech was appointed that he's not going to remain the king. It's going to be Malchus bezdavid. Rav Velvel suggests maybe the lashon of the halacha Moshe Misina was ein yeshiva bazar ela lamalchus hanifcheres, and that remained to be seen who will have the Malchus hanifcheres. So originally there was a Havamina that would turn out to be Shaul, but because Shaul didn't wipe out Amalek, so that's why Shmuel HaNobi said, we had an Haftarah of Shabbos Zohar. Kor Hashem is Malchus Yisrael Me'olecha, because both took away the Malchus from you. So you are not going to be, the Malchus HaNoferis is not going to be from you. So, and then it turned out to be Malchus Beis David. But you can't say that was the Nusach of the Halacha Moshe Messina. So that's the question. So if you say, Ein Yeshiva Bazar was only a din der Rabbanon, so it makes more sense to say that if there's a din der Reis, he's supposed to eat the Korbanos, the Moshkel, the Gedula, Kedar Sham, Lachem, Ochlim, in a Bekobedika fashion. So Bekobedika is to eat it in a sitting position. So you shouldn't violate Lamashka. So you violate the Din Derabban. But if you all then you should barzoz at Din Deraisa, then you have a serious shame. Reb Yosef Engel has in his Sefer Asvin Deraisa. Reb Yosef Engel was a great Polisher Goyim. But he has a lot of times exactly the same as Reb Chaim. He has very Lomdish Zachen. So he has in his Sefer Asvin Deraisa, he has 22 essays, I think. How many Oisias are there in Aleph Beis? I think 22, that is. So he called the Sefer Asvin Deraisa Oisias HaTorah because there are 22 essays on miscellaneous topics. I think he has in the first essay, first or the second of the essays on Asvin Deraisa, he doesn't see what the problem is because he quotes a Gemara that if you have a Lishkas HaBnei Spachal B'Psuchas HaKodesh, there were different rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. So you have a room that was built on Har HaBayis, the walls around it, a section, an area on Har HaBayis. It was never this Kaddish, but it's Psuchas HaKodesh. The only way you can enter into the room is by walking into the Azorah. From the Azorah, you go into that room. So that's called Lishkas HaBnayis Bachol, but Psuchas HaKodesh. It's really in Har HaBayis, but the only way to enter into it is through Azorah. So the Gemara says there, you can, the Mishnais, I think, say you're permitted to eat Kodshi Kodshim there. And he quotes a Tosfos that the din of any yeshiva bazar doesn't apply because it's not really azar. So there's a location where you can eat the Kodshi Kodshim in a sitting position without violating anything. So what do you need? All machlokes is the two opinions in Tosfos. Let all the Kohanim eat the Kodshi Kodshim and those Lishkas HaBnayis Bachol HaPsuchas HaKodesh. That's his comment. The Mechumash has the din, you're not permitted to bring a korban that has Seorah Dvash. In those who say karbonis every day, so on the pit makteris it say, if you put in dvash into the pit makteris, you passel the whole kteris. What does that mean, you passel it? So the min haschinoch, because you're not allowed to be makter, psoro dvash. So the min haschinoch is not sure how to translate the word psolo. Psola means you're not allowed to be makter it, because if you'll be makter that keteris that has sorad vash in it, you'll be in violation of an isa. But if, let's say you will be makter it, and you'll be in violation, does it necessarily mean that you're not yotze the mitzvah psola, you're not yotze the mitzvah haktoris? Or maybe no, maybe it just means you're not allowed to be makter it, not to violate the isa, but if you will be makter it, it'll be kosher b'di'eved, let's just say mitzvah b'avera, some new story. So that's a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. So I remember when I was in high school, the Rebbe, I mentioned the other day, that there were three rabbeim in the yeshiva teaching in the high school who had learned by Avella Soloveitchik in Europe. They were very big Talmid Chachamim. Rabbi Gerelik was very famous, and Rabbi Noach Bornstein was a favorite of Rabbi Avella. They say Rav Elul Soloveitchik was jealous of Rav Noach Bornstein that he had a chiddush in kachim that Rav Elul didn't think of. He was jealous of him. The third one was Rabbi Fishman. Rabbi Henoch Fishman died young. He had cancer in Ebach. These were three outstanding Talmid Chachamim who used to teach young little children. Rabbi Chalap said that when he was in high school, his mother took him once there and she sought to meet his grandfather, Rabbi Yanke Moshe Chalap. Rabbi Yanke Moshe Chalap was the Rosh Yeshiva Merkos Harav during the lifetime of Rav Kook. Rav Kook asked him, Rav Kook was busy with the Rabbanus HaRoshes and everything else. Rav Kook asked him to give the daily shiur. He was the Rosh Yeshiva at that time. So his grandfather, Rabbi Yanke Moshe Chalap, took him to meet Rav Elul Soloveitchik. And Rav Elul asked him, oh, you're learning in the yeshiva, why you? Do you know my Talmidim there, Rabbi Gerelik and Rabbi Fishman? And Rabbi Noach Bornstein said, yes. So he said, Rabbi Elul asked him, what age students do they teach? And he said, his age, young children, high school. Rabbi Elul was so upset. They're such big Talmid Chachamim. Why do they teach such young children? It's wasted on the little children. So Rabbi Gerelik used to say over all the time, different Divrei Torah on the Chumash, on the Haggadah, the Divrei Torah from Rabbi Elul Soloveitchik. So he said, on this men chaschino sofek, if you mix in Sorah Dvash in a mincha into the ktores, you passel it. So the mincha srinah wasn't sure psola means even b'di'evid you're not yotze. Or maybe it just means psola, you can't be makrevit. It's an isa to be makrevit, but if you be makrevit, you have the aver, but you have the mitzvah at the same time. So, Sir Abdu'l-Bahá said it. It's 2 days in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra that you can only recite Kiddush on Yayin, says Roy the Nasach al Gabi Hamizbeach. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? If you squeeze out, you can only say Kiddush over wine, that would have been good for Mizbeach. For Nisach HaYayin. So the Gemara says, does it mean that you have to have that the wine fermented? And if you have grape juice, you can't use it for Kiddush because you can't use it for Nisach, because it's Nisach. It says, Hasef Nesach Shof, how does it say? Nesach Shefar Isha Lashem. I forgot already the Pasuk. It has to be Mishaker, it has to be fermented wine. So the Gemara said, that's not right because he can use grape juice for Kiddush. If a person gets stuck somewhere and he doesn't have wine for Kiddush, so the Gemara says, go to the store, buy grapes, squeeze out the grapes, use the grape juice for Kiddush. You don't have to buy a bottle of wine. You can make your own grape juice and it'll be good for Kiddush. Our grape juice is a question because all the grape juice that they sell in the stores now is treated chemically in such a way that it should never be able to ferment. So there were poskim, Rav Henkin used to be the big poskim in New York before Rav Moshe Feinstein came from Europe. So Rav Henkin used to poskim besas at Knesset Gdoila. There were others who held like this as well, that grape juice is shahakol, because grape juice is only berka gofen. If you let it sit, it'll ferment and it'll turn into wine. But if you treated it chemically, it can't ferment, it can't turn into wine, then it's not. So that's a question. And the first one who paskin that it is good for Kiddush was Rav Moshe. The first person Rav Moshe Feinstein said that it is good for Kiddush. That's what everybody relies on Rav Moshe Feinstein's psar. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara that you can only use for Kiddush. Yain should roy the nasach agav hemisbech. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra there, it doesn't mean that grape juice is no good. The grape juice is good. What does it come to exclude? Gemara says, Yayin, Shem. The wine already started to get spoiled. If you leave wine too long, it spoils. So Hela Kamochim, it has particles floating on top already. Rechora, it doesn't smell good. So that's not right. You shouldn't use it for Kiddush. All right. So Tesis holds that's the whole din. And the Rambam quotes from the Gaonim, no, Yayin Mevushel, since Yayin Mevushel is not acceptable for Nisach HaGad Yam Mizbeach, so Yayin Mevushel is also not acceptable for Kiddush. Most people do use Yayin Mevushel. Moshe Feinstein writes, all the pasteurized wines, if it's pasteurized, it's called Mevushel. The Tzedek Merov, Ungarische, now the Tzedek Merov now is a stepson of the previous Tzedek Merov, but the previous Tzedek Merov from Tzedek, from Hungary, he was a Talmid Chacham. So he was of the opinion that pasteurized wines is not called Yayin Mevushel, because it's only called Mevushel if you heated it till the point of evaporation, if you heated it till 212. But in pasteurization, they don't heat it so much. Moshe Feinstein writes the Tshuva that's wrong. He thinks that Tzedek Merov is wrong, that the Orzarua had a suffix, how hot do you have to cook the wine that it should be considered Yayin Mevushel, that Maga Nofri doesn't aser, and according to the Rambam, the Rambam the Gadim shouldn't use it for Kiddush. So the Orzarua had a suffix, maybe have sherez that will be shulam. Maybe if you heat it till it becomes lukewarm, maybe poshrim is enough to be called Yayin Mevushel. Maybe you don't even need Yad Salet. So that was the whole suffix. So even if you'll be machmer that maga akum does aser, and yayin that was heated only till it became lukewarm, you have to have yad saledes, but nobody mandchashme. Whoever said you have to have that it should be reaching 212, it should be ready to starting to evaporate. There's such a loshen in the shachan yoredei that is mismaid. So that's what the Tzedek Merov said based on the shach. Ramesha said, what does it help what the shach said? The whole thing is based on the Orzarua. The Orzarua only had a suffix. Maybe you don't even need Yad Saledes. Maybe Efsher is El Bishula. Maybe Poshim is enough. When you say Poshim is not enough, so Yad Saledes is enough. So Moshe held like that. So the Rambam quotes that the Goyim say Yayin Mevushel is no good for Kiddush. And then he has a Machlokes with the Goyim. What would be the din if you have wine with sugar added? Because the din is if you add Sora Dvash, it says Nasmadash Psalo. And Dvash, and from Mishra, Dvash is pri b'chol mesikas pri. Any sweet flavor that comes from a fruit is included in Dvash. So what are the 2 days? That's the shaila. There is no iser. Sora Dvash le'saktir me'menu isha l'shem. If you're going to make kiddush on yai sheyesh b'sora Dvash, there's no aver. The only question is it yayin that's posel anasach hagave mizbeach or not? Lemaisi, you're not allowed to be menasach it because you'll violate le'saktiru. Sora Dvash le'saktiru. But do you say the yayin is posel? Or do you say, no, you'll violate aver on sora Dvash? That's the machlekes the Rambam has with the Gaonim. If you have yayin sheyesh bo with sugar added or with some other thing to add to the flavor, so if you say whenever you add something, the whole carbon becomes pasul. So then this yayin is pasul and nasach agamem is bare. But if you say the yayin does become the Torah doesn't become pasul if you add sora dvash, you'll violate the yisur. But the Torah itself will be kosher but even if you makter it. So then it'll be a bakidish. It should be good. There's a din amalika. When we buy meat, we have to salt the meat. Usually you get the meat from the butcher. He already salted it. But I remember years ago when I was a little boy, my mother bought the meat. She had to salt it at home. So a lot of people make a mistake. They think that the mitzvah to put salt on the karbonis only applies to flesh of karbonis. It's wrong. And today Sedu says, I'll call minchoscha takvid melech. There's no dam. You're not taking out the dam from the mincha. There is no dam in the mincha. The two psukim, and today said this, I'll call minchoscha takrid melech, and next week said, I think it's I'll call korboncha takrid melech. And the Rambam holds that there's a difference between it. I'll call minchoscha takrid melech, every mincha needs salt, is mochomer, the melech is ma'akib b'dievit, by a mincha, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't look it up, I'm pretty sure the Mishnah in Menachos says, loy malach b'dievit is kosher, if he didn't salt the mincha, it's kosher b'dievit. And the Rambam has a source to paskan against the Mishnah. But by korbanos, if you burn the emurim on the mizbech, you didn't put salt. It's not miakabed David. You don't say that it wasn't yotzei the mitzvah of haktaras emurim. By mincha it's mocham, and then by emurim, the malicha is miakabed David. Rabbeinu Soloveitchik has in the shiurim on the Gemara about malicha is the second parak in Zvachim. I think the beginning of the second parak. So there's a stira in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has a 14 shoroshim. The first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he gives you the guiding principles that determine what belongs in the minyan HaMitzvahs and what not. So he says there that if something is a prat, one of the pratim of the mitzvah. You don't count every prat as a mitzvah. Take, for example, the Rambam says, the mitzvah hakrobas korban oilo kimishpata, hakrobas korban shlomim kimishpata, hakrobas korban chatas kimishpata. So there are many parts. You have to do shchita, kabbalah, hailofa, zvika, hefshit, nituaf, so many other things. So the Rambam counts the whole thing as one mitzvah. The Rambani asked, how come you count it as one mitzvah? You say so many different brachas. There's a tesefta that says that the one of those is shchita, says ashekadishan, the mitzvah sitzvano, al shchitas hazevach. Then the one who does Kabbalah Saddam says, Hashem Shani b'kedushos shel Aharon b'tzivanu leKabbalah Saddam. One of those halacha Saddam says, Hashem Shani b'kedushos shel Aharon b'tzivanu leHalacha Saddam. Then one who does Vika, Hashem Kedusham says it's b'kedushos shel Aharon b'tzivanu leZilka Saddam. And Haktora also, every step of the way to say a bracha. So the Ramban asks, how can it be one mitzvah? If you say so many different brachas. So that's what the Nesek Kelim on the bottom of the page of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, think the Leib Samech, or the Kina Seferim there, different Mephoshim there, in the standard edition of Sefer HaMitzvahs. So they say, the Rambam's opinion is that you don't recite brachas depending on how many mitzvahs you're being, it depends how many Maisa HaMitzvah you do. That's Rav Soloveitchik used to have a whole arichas on that. I have it one of my svarim. The Sefer Eretz Atzvi, we have a whole long kuntris, a full kuntris in there. So kuntris means the whole thing was shiurim from Rav Soloveitchik, and I added footnotes here and there a little bit. But the whole text of the Maimer is all from Rav Soloveitchik. So he pointed out many makaris for that. So this idea, and he says in the Nesek Kelim on the Sefer HaMitzvah, that you recite many brachas because there are any Maisei HaMitzvah, but that only counts as one mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Rambam writes in that klal that in the Yud Dalet Shel Rashim, he writes, you don't count every prat, a chelik, a prat for the mitzvah separately. It's one big mitzvah. So he gives an example. He says, malicha. You don't count malicha as a separate mitzvah. It's a prat mi prote ha-mitzvah. And then when you look in the minyan mitzvah, the Rambam does count it to do malicha on the korbanos. So he does count it as a stir in the Rambam between the klolim and the minyan mitzvah. So Adada l'salavetchik, I think in the shiurim, the beginning of the second parak in Zochma, the Gemara talks about malicha. How do you do the malicha? Where do you do the malicha? So the Adada l'salavetchik says that the malicha on the mincha, I think, malicha on the mincha, he holds his ma'akad b'di'evit. The malicha on the haktaras emurim is not ma'akad b'di'evit. So I think he says, the malicha on the mincha is ma'akad because it's a prat b'prote ha-mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah. And some of the halakam are ma'akad, some are not ma'akad, but by a carbon, by the emurim, it's only a prat mi prate ha-mitzvah. I'll call korban chatakre melech. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So if you didn't do the malicha, you didn't do the mitzvah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah malicha, but the mitzvah of hakravas ha-korban, you are yotzei. But by a mincha, if you didn't do the malicha and the mincha, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Because there it's a prat mi prate ha-mitzvah. So he said that perhaps is the answer to this apparent contradiction in the Rami. Then the Torah says if you have there's Behema Gasa and a Behema Daka. Behema Gasa is a 9-month pregnancy. Behema Daka is a 5-month pregnancy. They're two different types of animals. So the Torah says if you bring an oilo, you have to burn the whole korban oilo. But if you bring a korban shlamim, you only burn the emurim and the basar is nechal. So it says in the Torah if you bring a shlamim from a shore, so you bring emurim. Certain emurim. If you bring shlamim from a keves, in keves korbanai, in addition to the same emurim that you bring from a shore, you have to be makter on the mizbech also. One of the emurim is the alya tamima, the tail, the fatty tail. So the din is the fatty tail, when you have a behemas chulin, the fatty tail is muta b'achila. Even though chelib is also b'achila, here you have something that's one of the emurim, you makriv it on the mizbeach, the alya tmima. You makriv on the mizbeach, but it's not basam itam chelav. That's, everybody agrees to that. Taisus has 2 days. Is it possible to have the reverse? In the end of Perek, in the middle of Perek, Elul Dreyfus, the Gemara describes there, how do you determine which fats are chelav, which are shuman? Shuman is the fat that's mutav achila. Chelev is the fat that's also bachila. If you eat the chelev, you're chayv koris. So Gemara gives you the siman, a tois of krum niklof. Has to have certain properties to it. So Tosus has a machloikis. There was a certain fat in the animal that has all the three conditions, tois of krum niklof, and it was not korev on the mizbeach. They were never makta that as a murim. Is it possible to say that that has an isa chelev on it? The reverse we have Alya was korban on the Mizbech and there's no Isachelev. Well, is it possible to have something that has an Isachelev that was never korban on the Mizbech? So that's 2 days in Tosim. In the days of the Bali Atesis, there was a big debate about this Chelev. Now, we don't eat any of the Chelev. We're Machman Olachalov. The Gemara raises an issue. There is a Pasuk in Novi Yecheskel. When you bring korbanos, when you bring yayin, the nesachim has to be mimashke yisrael. Modern people today, they buy schnapps from Eretz Yisrael, they call it mashke yisrael. Schnapps from Eretz Yisrael. Mashke in Yiddish means schnapps. They call it mashke yisrael. The mashke yisrael means yayin for nesachim on the mizbeach has to be kosher wine. If you have yayin, that's orlo okloi hakerem, it's posel lenasech because it's not mashke yisrael menamuta yisrael. Has to be muta b'achil. So the question is, if there's a din of Mashke Yisrael, how can you ever burn the chelev on the mizbech? The chelev is also b'achil. It's an isur kares. So the Gemara raises the issue and gives an answer. So it's a question, what was the answer? So the Ksav Sofer has chidushim, the son of the Ksav Sofer, wrote Svarim Ksav Sefer. He has a Sefer Chidushim on Chulin. It was printed from manuscript around 80 years ago or so, approximately when I was born, maybe 90 years ago. So the Ksav Sefer in the Chidushim, not in his Chuvos, in the Chidushim on Chulin, writes Pshat and the Gemara's answer. There's no issue of Mashki Yisrael over here. It's also to eat chela v'dam because it's miyuchad for the Mizbeach. The whole Yisrael Hedyot is not because it's treif, because we want the chela v'dam to be reserved for hakrobas hakarbonis. So the Torah made a din, not only hakrobas hakarbonis, chela v'dam is also, even in behemoth chulin, also the behemoth is also. But chela v'chaya is mutter because you never makrev any chayas on the Mizbeach. So the Ksav Sefer says, there's no question. How can you be makde the chelav on the mizbeach? It's also the Yisrael. No, it's also Yisrael that we shouldn't take away the chelav gavoya. The chelav on Adam is miyuchad for karbana. That's one. The same thing we mentioned a few weeks ago, that there's one opinion, I think the Chaskuni quotes of Choshor or something like that, that why is it that the Torah prohibited Bnei Yisrael from wearing shatnez? Because the big dekuna have to have shatnas. The big dekuna, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Edya, they have to have shatnas. So it's miyuchad for Beis HaMikdash. We're not allowed to take things that are miyuchad for the Beis HaMikdash, like Evan Maskus, Lasitam, Be'artzachem, Lishtach, Voisaleh. The four of the floor of the Beis HaMikdash had, it was a stone floor. So the Torah has a din, when the people came to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a din to be Ve'ishtach V'isaleh, Fnei Hashem, Alakecha. That's the pasuk in Parshas Kisava, the beginning of Kisava. It says, when you bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, v'hishtach adisa, you should kneel on the floor. So the Vilna Gaon comments in Mishnayis Bikurim, in the Aderes Eliyahu, he says that pasuk, v'hishtach adisa, is not really an integral part of the mitzvah of Bikurim. It's a din kol hanichnasim la'azor have to be mishtachme. At some time or another, when you go into the Beis HaMikdash for a couple of hours, you have to be mishtach at some time or another before you leave. And that's the refrain that repeats itself in Mishnayis Tumid. It says a kohen does who's going to shecht, who's going to do kabbalah sadam, who's going to do halach sadam, zrikas sadam, haktor, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. So each one does his mitzvah, then ishtach v'yotze, he does ishtach v'yotze, and he leaves. So the Vilna Gaon said, that's a din of Beis HaMikdash. Whoever enters the Azar has to be Mishtachave. So the Torah says, Eben Masim Lasitnu Be'artzichem, Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to kneel on a floor, LaShamayim, not allowed to kneel LaGavoya, if it's a Eben Maskus, if it's a stone floor. That's Miyuchen for Beis HaMikdash. That's why you're not allowed to do it Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash. So that's what the Bechor Shor quoted by the Cheskuni, I think, says. We're not allowed to wear shatnas because shatnas is reserved only for Beis HaMikdash, big dekuna. So we discussed once that there's a big Shagasariya, Beis HaLevi, a big Machloikis, a gigantic Taisvis, regarding climb and a big dekuna. Is it Hutra? Is it Tchuya? According to the Sheet and Hashem, it's not Hutra, it's not Tchuya. The whole Issa doesn't get off the ground. The din starts with you have to wear big dekuna. Big dekuna has to have, some of the big dekuna have to have shatnas. Then the Torah prohibited us from wearing shatnas because it's supposed to be reserved for the big dekuna. So you can't turn around and ask a kashanas, how can you wear shatnas on the big dekuna? You're violating the Issa shatnas. No. The Issa lehedyot is not to use what's supposed to be reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Ksav Sefer says over here by the chelav. According to one opinion of Taisus, there is a chelev that was never karev on the mizbeach. There's a chelev that's also bachila lehadi with karev. There was never karev on the mizbeach. But the other opinion was that that's impossible. There is no such thing. The Mishnah in the first perek in Megillah has a lot of ein beins. It says ein bein ad the Mishnah ad the Sheni ela mikra Megillah and Shalach Manas and so on. So it has all the other. They were committing the whole Torah of Baal Peh to memory at the time that they didn't write anything down, so they had to have ways to remember everything. So they rattled off a whole bunch of Ein Beins in order to remember a lot of the Torah. It's a simon. They remember big chunks of the Torah of Baal Peh. So the Mishnah has it, two kinds of a kohen gadol. When you have shemen amishcha available, so you make a kohen gadol, but mishicha b'shemen amishcha. You moshech him 7 days in a row. Yoshiyahu HaMelech, towards the end of the Bais Rishon, says in Dibra Yomo, his grain is the arm with the luchas in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash, and he put there the shemen amishcha also, with the tzinsenes haman also. So how do they appoint a kohen gadol after they no longer had access to the shemen amishcha was in the basement? So the Gemara learns out from the Psukim that there's a meruba begod. You can make a kohen gadol aydei mishicha b'shem and amishcha. You can make a kohen gadol aydei meruba begod. He puts on the shmeina begod. Usually we would say you appoint him as a kohen gadol and then he's allowed to wear the shmeina begod. No, here he puts on the shmeina begod. That makes him into a kohen gadol. Boy kachas. He does an avoda with the shmeina begod. That makes it to a kohen gadol. So the Mishnah says that to the kohen gadol who is Meruba, but Godim doesn't have the full din of a kohen gadol who is mashuach b'shemen amishcha. So in today's parsha, it says few times, HaKohen HaMashuach, talks about kohen gadol, only applies to the mashuach b'shemen amishcha. The din doesn't apply to a kohen gadol who is only a meruba b'godim. So the Mishnah has a Megillah, ein bei kohen mashuach b'shemen amishcha and a meruba b'godim, el par habo al kol ha-mitzvahs. What does that mean? So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says that when you bring a parhalam dovishal tzibur, when the Rav HaTzibur violated an Issa Koris because of an incorrect psak of the Bezna Gadol, and 51% of the Klal Yisrael violated the din. So instead of requiring each and every individual person to bring a korban chatos, let's say it's in the area of the Issa Koris. So instead of requiring each and every person to bring his own korban chatos, a few million korbanos chatos, so we say, since it's the based on the, it was due to the mistake of Sak of the Bezan Gadol, they should bring up Parhal Noshat Tziba and everybody's yotz. If only 49% of the population violated the Yisr, they didn't have a roiv, then each and every person has to bring his own Korban Chatas. You don't say Oynes, because he was following the Psak of the Bezan Gadol. It doesn't help that he was Oynes. All those millions of people, it's only 49% of the Jewish people. All those millions of people have to bring a Korban Chatas. So Rashi says, Rashi and the Mishnah is in Megillah. Ein ben koy merubah begodim koy mishum b'shemen amishcha. That parabol kol amitzvah. Rashi says the avoda of a parhal and davash al tzibur has to be done by the kohen hamashuach. If he's only merubah begodim, he can't do the avoda. So Tosfos Tain is against Rashi that it's wrong, because the Torah's Kohanim says explicitly on those psukim that it's not miyakev, there isn't even a din l'chadchila, even though that's what it sounds like from the pasuk, that the hakrovas hakorban of the parhal and dovash al-tziba has to be done ayidei koyim mashuach, not ayidei koyim ruba begodim. So the sifro on the pasuk said that it's not correct, you don't need. So what does the Mishnah mean? Ein beikon mashuach el parbo kamitz. No, it goes on the other din. If a person violated Aver B'Shoigeg, which if he would have done it in Bezit, he would have been a Chayv Koris, and he violated B'Shoigeg, he has to bring a Chatos. So it depends who he is. If he's a head yot, a private person, he brings Kizbo Asir. If he's the Nasi means the Melech of Eretz Yisrael. So he brings a Soyer Nasi. If he's the Koy Mashof B'Shem and Amishcha, then he brings a Par Koy Mashiach. So there are three. There's a Hedyot, there's a Nasi, the Melech, and then there's a Kohen Mashiach. And if Klal Yisrael did it, Rova, the Tzibah did it, then they bring a Par Mador Kol HaMitzvos. So that's what Tosfos says. That special Korban, the Par Kohen Gadol, only applies if the Kohen Gadol was a Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. If it's only Meruva B'Gadim, the din doesn't apply. But let's say he was a Kohen Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, and he violated Naver B'Shoigeg, he doesn't have to be Zorik B'Dam. He can have a kind head you do this because even though the Pasuk says he needed a kind Gadol, the Sifra says that that's not true. The only time you need the Avoida to be done by the kind Gadol is on Yom Kippur. That's also the case of Mishnah quotes Ari Dvo in the Rambam Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur. Every single Avoida that you do on Yom Kippur needs a kind Gadol. What about the Tmidim? The Parshas HaTomid, every day in the year you bring Parshas, Karban Tomid. So the Karban Tomid, Yom Kippur, needs a Kohen Gadol. So in Mishnais, it says, you need a Kohen Gadol, but we assume that's only made the Rabbanim. And it's even a question, there are two sets of Karbanas that were brought on Yom Kippur. There was Karbanas and Parshas HaChrimos for Kapara. then there are musafim in Parshas Pinchas. So Pashta says that you only need a kain gadol for the karbanas at achrei mais, for the kapa. You don't even need a kain gadol for the karbanas and musafim on Yom Kippur. Could be that even though the Mishnah says kain gadol how to do everything, could be that a lot of that is only mid the rabban. But anyway, this is a Taisus is hasoga against Rashi. How can Rashi say that you need a kain gadol Mashuach v'shem and Amishcha to do the hakrobas hapar halamdav shal tzibur? The Sifra says beferish that it's not correct. But it's clear from the Mishnah that the Kohen Mashuach v'shem and Amishcha has a higher level of Kedushas Kohen Gadol than the Kohen HaMeruba B'Gadim, because the Mishnah says that there is a difference. So that's why there's a did in Nazir. A Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are both not allowed to be Metameh, even to the Zayin Kroid. Only allowed to be metami to a meis mitzvah. So the Mishnah has a kohen hedyo, it is allowed to be metami to a meis mitzvah and to the zayin kreidim. So let's say a kohen hedyo and a kohen gadol are walking on the highway and they found a Jewish mace dead on the highway and nobody has a cell phone to call the Chevra Kadisha. So they can't leave the mace the way it is, a meis mitzvah. And you only need both of them to be metapel on the meis mitzvah. One of them could do it on his own. So which one should be metami? One is a kain gadol, one is a kain hedyot. So the Mishnah says the kain gadol is more chomer by him. Tumas meis is more chomer than the kain hedyot. So let the kain hedyot be metame. What if one is a kain gadol, one is a nazir? They both have the same din. The kain gadol and the nazir are only permitted to be metame to a meis mitzvah. Neither is permitted to be metame to the zayin kreidim. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Which one of the two should be metame? Is the issa nazir? Is it Tumas Nazir is Machamer? The Issa Kain Gadol to be Metame is Machamer. That's a Machlek is a Mishnah of Lezer Nachmachamim. There's a big discussion on that. Then Yerushalmi has, I think, what if the two Kohanim Gedolim are walking on the highway? When Yoshua Melech was going as the Shemin Amishra, so the next Kain Gadol had to be appointed with Merubah B'Gadim. And the previous Kain Gadol didn't die yet. He retired. He's an old man. So let's say the previous kain gadol was Mashuach b'shem and Amishcha, and the new kain gadol is Zani Merubah B'Gadim, and they're both walking on the highway, and they bumped into a meis mitzvah. So the Rishalmi says that the one who's Mashuach b'shem and Amishcha has a higher level of Kedushas kain gadol than the one who's Zani Merubah B'Gadim, based on this Mishnah Megillah, that ain't bein kain Mashuach b'shem and Amishcha, and Merubah B'Gadim, and the par habo al kol ha-mitzvah. So you see that the Mashuach b'shem and Amishcha has a higher level of Kedusha. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, most of the Karbonos Chatos were koyv on the Mizbeach Achitza. If you have a Parkoy Mashiach, then you do the Chatos Pnimis. On Yom Kippur also there was a Chatos HaPnimis. There was a Chatos that instead of doing Zvika on the Mizbeach HaNefoshes, but they did the Zvika on the Mizbeach HaZov. That's Miyuchad for Mizbeach HaKtoris. Miyuchad every day for HaKtoris HaKtoris. And on rare occasions, Chatos HaPnimis, you do the Zvika there. So the Pasuk says when the Kohen finishes the Zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and he comes out, what does he do with the leftover dam? That's called Shiori HaDam. So it says in the Mishnah, is Amakam Shiori HaDam HaShoifer HaYisoy Ma'arovi Shalom Mizbeach HaChitzen. Usually all the other Karbonis, when you have dam leftover, you Zorik to Shiori HaDam HaYisoy Mizbeach HaDromi on the right side of the Azor is Tzofen, the left, Kachikachim, Shkitas, Matzofen, Kibadaman, Bechlosha is Matzofen, and the left side, the left direction, the left of the Mizbeach is Dorum. So Shiori Hadam of all Karbonis Chitzonios that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is on the Yisod HaMizbeach HaDoromi, on the left side. But the Chatos HaPinimius, Shiori Hadam, is our Yisod Maravi, Shalom Mizbeach HaChitzon. So Taisus asked the kasha, why did the Gemara have to learn that from a pasuk? Should have been based on the din of Eim Adira and Malam Mitzvahs. Because the Gemara in one place says like that. Gemara says in one place, the Kohen Gadol, when he goes into the Heichal in order to do Avodah, let's say to berserk the Dam on the Mizbech, which Keren of the Mizbech does he bump into first? Whatever he bumps into first, that's where he should be berserk the Dam. So when the Kohen Gadol When the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol is doing an avoda in the Heichal, he's being zorik the dam on the Mizbeach HaKtoris, Mizbeach HaPnimi, then he comes up with Shiori HaDam. So the first Chelik, the first Yisod HaMizbeach that he bumps into is the chelik of the yisoid. That's the chelik ha-maravi. Looking straight ahead in the Beis HaMikdash is Ma'ariv. And when you enter from Mizrach and looking towards Ma'ariv. So the first yisoid he bumps into is Ma'ariv. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Why do they need a pasuk to teach you that you do the shvicha shirayim of the chatos apnimiyos on the yisoid Ma'aravi? We would have figured it out on our own because there's a din of Eim Adir and Ala Mitzvah. So Tosfos gives a very good answer. Tosfos says, if it's only Eim Adir and Ala Mitzvah, so then what if by mistake he didn't do the shvicha shirayim there? He went to the yisoid Deraimi, where you usually do all the shvicha shirayim of all the other karbonis that are brought on the Mizbech Achitza. And then he realizes, oh, he was supposed to do the zvika over there. So if it's only based on Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, now Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, now he's next to the Yisai Deraimi. So now he should be Zorik the Dam here. But if it's a Xeris HaKosim, it has to be Yisai Marabi. So then he should go back and do on the Yisai Marabi. So Tosfos discusses whether that answer is correct or not. Whenever there's a din that's based on Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, what if you violated it? You should have done the Shvicha Shirayim, my Nisayid, my Rabbi, when you come out from the Echel. That's the first you saw the Poga Bebereisha that you bump into first. Then by mistake, you walked away to the Nisayid Deroimi. So should you say, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, now do the Shvicha Shirayim, my Nisayid Deroimi? Say no, since it was Nikva initially, originally, that Eim Avir and dictates that you have to do the Shvicha Shirayim, my Nisayid Deroimi, you have to go back. And then you say, my rabbi, you have to go back to yourself. So Tessa has a discussion whether that's true. So a member of Soloveitchik said a very interesting suggestion. He said, there's a din Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. So let's say I come into shul, and there's a lulav on the first table, then there's a lulav all the way in the back of the shul. So Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah is the first lulav that you bump into. You should pick up that lulav and do the mitzvah. You shouldn't walk to the other, all the way five tables down. Pick up the lulav over there. But over here, if you wouldn't have a pasuk in today's sedra that you do shvicha shirayim on the chatos apnimius and yisoid deraimi, you would have thought the whole yisoid is all one yisoid. What if there's a lulav on the first table? When you walk into shul, there's a lulav on the first table. And you can either pick up the lulav from this side of the table or walk around the other side of the table, pick up the lulav on the other side. It's the same lulav. It's one lulav. You can pick it up from this end, pick it up from that end. It has to be conducted. You lost it when you hold it, but you can. But it's the same lulav. So that's not a violation of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. You're going to do the mitzvah with the same lulav. So if he wouldn't have had this pasuk, we would have thought that the Yisayid Maravi and the Yisayid Tzvaini, all the Yisayidus of the Mitzvah, all one big Yisayid. What's the difference? Wait, do the Zvikas Adam over here. If you have two different lulavim, and then you say, don't use this. Don't use the chefta that's further away. Use the chefta that's closer. Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. The Gemara has Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs when they want to bring a Minchas HaOmer. So they can either take it from a farm that's up. There are no farms in the middle of Yerushalayim where they grow barley for Minchas HaOmer, where they grow wheat for the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos. So you go by truck. You go by car, by truck, and you go to the first farm that you bump into. You shouldn't pass over a farm, go to a further away farm. The Gemara says, "A menachah say, my dear, and Ala Mitzvah. You can use the tefu over here. Why should you use the tefu over there? It's a different chavetz. But if you wouldn't have the pasuk in today's sedra that says that shvicha shirayim of the chatos hapnimi should be done on yisoid varavi, I would have said the whole yisoid is the same thing. It's like holding the lulav from this side or from that side." What's the difference? So you need a pasuk to tell you that the Yisayid Ma'aravi is separate. And therefore there's a din of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. You should do this Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisayid Ma'aravi. As Rav Soloveitchik suggests, I thought that was a very snazzy answer. A very good answer. Parhalim Dobish El Tzibo, we mentioned before, is only on an Issa Koritz. If the Bez Nagodol had a unanimous vote, that's how the Mishnah has in the first Perek in Hoirius. If Bez Nagodol made the unanimous vote that a certain chametz is mutter b'Pesach, an Issur Koreis, a certain chaylev is mutter, a certain food you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, and then 51% of the tzibur violate the Issur based on the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagodol, and then the Bez Nagodol backs out from the psak, so then instead of requiring each and every individual person to bring a korban chatas, Akiz Basira, the whole Klal Yisrael is miskapa with the one par halam davashal tzip. So the Gemara has a din b'hayroa when it comes to this din. Bez Nagal made a mistake, and the Rav Hatzibah violated the Yisr Kors because of the mistake of Saka the Bez Nagal. B'hayroa haloich acharav yoshbe eretz Yisrael. The Nelam Dovah me'ini ha'kohol, kohol only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz Lodz are ki'ichidim dami. That's the Loshan Gemara, the last Omid base in the first Perik and Tainas. The Gemara says, you only say the same Talamot of the Baruch and Baruch Aleinu when the Tzibur needs it. If a Yochid needs rain when it's the dry season, he wants to pray for rain, he has to say in Shmak Aleinu. You shouldn't say in Baruch Aleinu. You only say the same Talamot and Baruch Aleinu when the Tzibur needs. So the Gemara says, okay, let's say Ir Gedolah Kininveh. You have a city like Nineveh and Chutz Lars where you have hundreds of thousands of Jews living there, and they all need rain a certain time in the year. The Gemara says, no. All the Jews that live in Chutz Lars are Kichidim Dami. It's only called the Tzibur, the Jews that live in Eretz Yisrael. Those that live in Chutz Lars are considered Kichidim. So the Avdei Nezer has Chuvis on Arachayim, two volumes. So the second volume begins with Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. All the Chuvis go in the order of Arachayim. So the first two Chuvis in the Chelik Beis, Avdei Nezer on Arachayim, are about this topic. He quotes a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Bchoris on Daf Chav Tes, I think. But the Rambam quotes the din. The Mishnah there in Bchoris mentioned the Rab Tarfon had smicha. Therefore, a certain din. He made a mistake in Hilchas Dreyfus, and he doesn't have to pay because he had smicha. They fed the animal to the dogs, and then they realized that he made a psak incorrectly. So because that smicha doesn't have to pay. So the Rambam tells you what smicha all about. You should have written it in Sanhedrin, Masechah Sanhedrin, Pirusham Shais. He had it over there in Pchoris. So he quotes the din, smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara never has a pasuk for that. What is it based on? So the Avnei Nezer said, so the Rambam in the Pirusham Shais, quoted by the Nezer, he says, when a Chacham has smicha from his Rebbe, who had smicha from his Rebbe all the way back, Ad Yeshua, Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish Min Pi Ish, Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, when he confers smicha to his Talmud, it's not a private affair. I have smicha, I want to give smicha to my Talmud. Smicha is conferred by Klal Yisrael. And the Tzvi Yeish has an essay. After all the Chuvas, he has a couple of essays about the Musa movement, about personalities in the Musa movement. Rabbi Dov Katz wrote the Tanuos HaMusa, the five volumes, is all based on he did the Haskalah. The Sri Yeish did the Haskalah. He was from Slabotka. He was from the Storm Bale Musa from Slabotka. So the Sri Yeish has an essay that when Rabbi Meir Shapira founded the Lublina Yeshiva before the Second World War, he had to raise so much money till they built, and that they only used it for a few weeks. So they never used it. Some of the Nazis came, and that was it. They couldn't use the building. They never used it, I think. So when before the war began, so the yeshiva was learning not in the beautiful building that they built. So they had a Chag HaSmicha. They called it Chag HaSmicha. They wrote it up in all the Yiddish newspapers at the time. So the Sri Yeish writes, that's an inyan deraisa. When you confer smicha, you should give it b'fraisya. Because it says when HaKadosh Baruch instructed Yeshua ben Nun, when HaKadosh Baruch instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to give smicha to Yeshua ben Nun, it says, v'samachta yotcha olav, you should put your hand on his head, v'tzivisa oisa v'yaneya, you should give a smicha in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. So you see that smicha is supposed to be conferred in public. At the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin says there was a Tana. They went to the Bed Bavah, if I'm not mistaken, who gave smicha at the five Tanaim, and he gave it in between two cities because the Roman government had made a gzeira. You're not allowed to confer smicha. Anyone who confers smicha will be put to death, and the city in which he confers smicha, the whole city will be wiped out. So he didn't want to cause the people to lose their lives. So he gave smicha in public, in between two cities, far away from both cities, but it was b'farhesia, and he was an old man. So the Talmidim who got smicha ran away from the Romans, but he was an old man, he couldn't run away, so they killed him. So this video says, why did he give smicha privately? He go to any minion, any shul. A lot of the people have smicha. Not everybody knows who has smicha, does not have smicha. So he says, no. When you're talking about real smicha, it's supposed to be given before I ask you. Because the Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Chorvus, and the Chavtes, smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because only the Jewish people who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute Klal Yisrael. The one who gives smicha is not a private affair. I happen to have smicha. I'm conferring smicha to you. Ish mipi isha Moshe Abena. No, I'm conferring smicha b'shem kol Yisrael. That's why it's supposed to be b'farhesia. How does the Rambam know that that's so? That only those who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute Klal Yisrael. So he quotes this Gemara in the first Perek in Harius. That the Gemara says when you're calculating whether 51% of the community or 49% of the tzibur violated the Sakares, you only count those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Chumash writes in Parshas Vayikra, Nela Dove Me'ini HaKohol. And the Gemara says, Kohol refers to Klal Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Chutz Lorz are Ki Yichidim Damo. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk to demonstrate that that's true, because it says in Sefer Melachim, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, there were throngs of people came to participate in the Simcha Kohol Godol, for the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael. So the Avdeneza had the first two tshuvas in Chelik Beis HaRechaim, puts all of these together. That the Rambam has in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kiddush HaChodesh, he writes, Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, based on Psukim. The Rambam explains why, because when Bez Nagodol does the Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not B'toras Bez Nagodol, it's B'toras Bez Nagodol representing Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael does Kiddush HaChodesh. And Mizmana said that there is no Bez Nagodol, so with the mitzvah goes back to Klal Yisrael. And we say, Yalla B'yavay, and we daven Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, and we bench Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos before, we act as if today, Thursday, is Rosh Chodesh. That's what makes it into Rosh Chodesh. And he says, not that we, the Rambam living in Egypt, so he says, the calculation that we make doesn't make it into Rosh Chodesh. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones who make it into Rosh Chodesh. What Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Rambam? The Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, the 10 farmers who lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, under the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana, he writes, Klal Yisrael applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. And if one could imagine Chas V'Shalom, that's what the translation has, one can visualize Chas V'Shalom, there'll be a Shoah, and many Jews will be killed. There won't be any Jews alive in Eretz Yisrael, but there'll be millions of Jews living all over the world in Chutz Loretz. If that'll happen, Chalila, Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu violated his promise. He promised not only there will be survivors, he promised Klal Yisrael will survive. Klal Yisrael only applies to the Jews, those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to have 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where Rabbi Soloveitchik gave the first Yortzeit Rosh. His father died Gimel Shvat, Tavshin Aleph, 1941, right before I was born, a couple of months before. So the first Yortzeit, he wrote up that shiur, and it was printed at that time in Hapardes, and it was reprinted. There are two volumes that have quite a few of the Yortzeit Rosh's there. So this one was reprinted there. So he said that the two parshas in Chumash at Bez Nagodol, in parshas Ba'alo Yischa, Esfuli Shevimesha, Sheyadai Tehem Zikneha Om Vishoytrov, that they represented Tzibur. And then you have the parshas Bez Nagodol, in parshas Shoftim, where it says, Ki Palamim Chodova La Mishpat, Ben Dam La Dam, Edin Edin Dibi Rebis Bisharecha, if you have machloikis that's causing friction, the kamta v'yolisa on a mokum, go ask the Bez Nagodol, you have to follow whatever they paskin. So that's the din of Bez Nagodol b'toras, the Supreme Court paskin is shailus. And the other parsha is Bez Nagodol, and b'halos chasheyadati heim ziknei ha'am v'sheitrop, that the Bez Nagodol represents das v'rov Yisrael. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Rambam has regarding kibush rabbit. In order to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you need Kibush Rabbim. It's only Kibush Yochid. Lav Shmei Kibush. But you had the Machloek of Satanayim on that fest, where the Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or not. We assume that Surya only had a Kibush Yochid, so the Kedusha Surya was only a make-believe Kedusha Midirabor. You need Kibush Rabbim. So one place, in the beginning of Hilchas Trumas, And in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam writes about Kibush Rabim two times. One time he says Kibush Rabim is, it was the Kibush, the war was waged with the approval of the Bez HaGadol. The other place, the Rambam says the war was waged, Klal Yisrael went along with it. So how come he doesn't put the two conditions together? So they should say they're not two independent conditions. Bez HaGadol there is not Paskini, the Torah's Supreme Court. They represent, like the Congress of America represents the Asrei HaTzibur. So the Bez HaGadol there represents the Tzibur, that the Kibush Rabim is Midas HaTzibur. If the Tzibur goes for it, that is called the Kibush Rabim. And today said we have the din of Soyer Nasi. If the Melech violates one of these three courts, he cannot be Miskaper Bikizbo Asira. He has to bring a Soyer Nasi. A Zohar, usually a Chatzis is Nekeva, but here it says Soyer Nasi. So the Gemara in Hoirius in the first parrot points out that the din of Soyer Nasi only applies to the Melech. It doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin, because officially the Melech is on a higher level than the Rosh HaSanhedrin in Sarara. And the Pasuk says, Ein l'mad men v'el Hashem alakov. The Nasi who sins, Hashem Nasi yechto l'ashma sa'am, is only if he's the top man. What about the other pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says, "V'nasi b'yam chaloi so'or," you're not allowed to curse the Nasi. If you curse anybody, there's malchus because you violated Lo'sa Kalachavish. You're not even allowed to curse a deaf person who can't even hear, doesn't take it to heart. So whoever curses Mikalo, the Mishuel, is like it. But if you Mikalo the Nasi, you get twice malchus, the Rambam says. So who's called the Nasi over there? So the Ramban HaChumash has a suffix. The Gemara in Horvius only said that the Soyer Nasi only applies to the Melech, doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin, because from the Pasuk it's Mashma, Ein L'mailam Emanuel Shem Alakop, he's the highest position in the Jewish community. But regarding the Pasuk, Nasi B'Yamcha Lo Sa'ar, it doesn't say anything about the highest position. So the Ramban has a suffix. Maybe that din of Nasi applies both to the Rosh HaSanhedrin and to the Melech. He's not sure. The Rambam writes, when you look in Hilchas Melochim, at the beginning of so first line of Perek Chavav, Rambam says yes. He doesn't have a suffix. He says yes. The Klala, Nasi B'Yamcha L'Sar, applies both to the Melech and to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Gemara only was Memayit. The Soyer Nasi doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Then the Mishnayos there's a discussion of Sugya and Ksubas on this. Mishnah and Harius discusses a Shaila. What if, let's say, the Kohen Gadol sinned Chil Shabbos B'Shogeg before he was appointed Kohen Gadol? He didn't realize that he did an Avera until after they appointed him as the Kohen Gadol. And the deed is that the mechayev to bring a korban chatas is the idea sachet, because the pasuk says, "Ohodi lav chatas hashachata ba." Ohodi means im hoidalo. When it has idea sachet, Tosis asks in Shavuos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Chanan points this out in one of his essays. Tosis asks in Shavuos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, "What do you need the pasuk ohodi lav chatasai if he doesn't know that he sinned yet?" So chatas is not ba ben edem and edavim. It's not chal unless you're mechuyev. So of course you can't bring a korban unless odalo. You have to have yedias achet. So why is it necessary to have a pasuk odalo chatosai? The text says like this: let's say a person has a bad feeling. He's a bal tshuva. He learned something hilchos Shabbos. He feels very uncomfortable. He thinks maybe he was mechal Shabbos. There'll be magdish a korban chatos, just in case I was Mechal Shabbos, but he doesn't know for sure. Then he keeps on learning, and he finds out, yes, he did a Melech on Shabbos. He didn't know that there was such a Melech. He violated a Melech on Shabbos. But he was Magdish the Korban before he found out that he violated the Chilul Shabbos. And he never declared a second time that he's Magdish Korban. He just brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, I just found out that it was actually Mechal Shabbos. Here's a Korban Chatos. So Tosfos said, you can't be makriv it, because it's chulam bazara, because you need yediyas achet, not only because chata is not bobed eden adaba. Before yediyas achet, there's no chi of chatas. That's the Tosfos. So there's a machlokes hatanoim in Hoyrius. It is discussed, the sugya is discussed in, I think, in Arishan. It's about, I think it's the fourth perek in Ksubas. What's the din? He was Machal Shabbos B'Shoy Gigman. He was, before he was appointed Kohen Gadol. But the Idiya Sachet, that's Machai Ben Achatas, came after he was appointed Kohen Gadol. Does it bring a Soyo Nasi? Does it bring the Par Kohen Gadol? Does it bring a Kizba Asira? Does it depend which carbon does he bring? Does it depend on the time that he did the Aver? Does it depend on the time that he had Idiya Sachet? Or the reverse. He was Machal Shabbos B'Shoy Gigman. He was a Kohen Gadol. And then they fired him. Or the same thing, the Melech. He was Machal Shabbos when he was the Melech, and then they deposed him, and they kicked him out from Malchus, and they removed his status as Melech, and he has the Idiya Sachet after he's no longer the Melech. So does he bring the Soya Nasi? Does it bring Kizbo Sira like a Edyot? Does it, what's Koveya? Is the Koveya, which carbon he brings? Is the Koveya the Shas Achet, or the Koveya is the Shas Idiya Sachet? Because the Mechayiv, and bringing the Chatos is the Idiya Safed. So Leitching once spoke about this in a drasha for Yom Kippur, that the Shari Tshuva writes, and the Rambam also has like that. This is special Chiyuv on Yom Kippur, Lefnei Hashem Titoru. We should all do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. We should purify. Not a, it's a Haftoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify you on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Mechaper, but it's also a Tzivu, Lefnei Hashem Titoru. You should purify yourselves. You should do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. So the question begs itself, Tshuva is a chiyuv all year long. What's special on Yom Kippur? What's different from the chiyuv Tshuva on Yom Kippur all year long? So Rav Soloveitchik once suggested maybe pshat is all year long when you have Yediyah Sachet, you know that you did an Avera, then there's a chiyuv to do Tshuva. Just like here, when there's Haidalav Chatos, when there's Yediyah Sachet, that's Machayiv in the Korban Chatos. So Yediyah Sachet is Machayiv in Tshuva. But on Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv the Lefashfesh B'Maisav, to review all the activities that he did, to investigate, maybe I did it out there. He doesn't yet have the Idiya Sachet. He should think into everything, delve into everything that he did to establish whether he did an Avera or not. Rabbi Chana has an interesting essay where he points out, Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim. Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim. But if an Eid Echad tells me that I did an Avera b'shoyging and I'm chayv to bring a chatos, so I don't bring a chatos. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a drasha in Yevamos Daf Pei Zayin, I think. Oho de lov chatos veloshio de yulu acherim. When he has idea sachet, if an Eidechad comes and he tells him, yed chayl b'shoyging, Eidechad am b'surim, you have to follow what the Eidechad says, but that's not called the idea. If two Eidim come and tell me something, that's called the idea. But it's not called the idea. So Rabbi Chanan has like this, there's a rush in Moed Kotten, when you have all the dinim al adelus, the rush quotes his Rebbe, the Maram Rutenberg, that if an effort tells someone that your relative died, he's obligated to observe adelus because it's on Bilsa David Lui Lai Meshakri Yinshi. So what does he need the reason Bilsa David Lui? You say, Echadam and Bisur. The Gemara has, if a Nofri is selling eggs, a Gemara Chula, Nofri is selling eggs, and he's telling me, he's swearing up and down that these eggs are from a kosher bird. Maybe they're from an eagle. The eggs from a trefet bird are osa b'achila. Beitz and Seif Tam is osa b'achila. So how do you give them honest to the Nofri? If a person doesn't observe that mitzvah, he doesn't have the namanas on that. So the Nofrim are not mechuyev to observe kashrus. So they shouldn't have any namanas on kashrus. So the Gemara says, no, the Nofri selling eggs in the street is not going to tell you a lie. You got to crack open the egg. You'll know 1, 2, 3 whether it's from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. The inside the egg, after you open it up, you can tell whether the yolk is on the outside or the yolk is on the inside. The yolk is on the inside is a kosher bird. The yolk is on the outside. The yellow part is outside, and the white part is in the middle. That's from a non-kosher bird. The Gemara said, the Goy is not going to tell me a lie. In 5 minutes, I'm going to take the eggs, I'm going to crack it open. I'll see that he told me a lie, and I'll go into the street. I'll tell everybody, the guy's a faker, the guy's a liar. Don't buy any eggs from him. So there you understand why you need the reason. Because he can't say, then he doesn't have them on his anisa ve'eta, because he doesn't observe kashrus. But over here, the person tells me a relative died. Why don't you just say that Eidechanem is. So Rabbi Chanan says, no, it says in Yerideya that if I'm a doctor and I know that his father died, and I made up, I'm going to drive him to the wedding tonight. I'm not mechuyev to tell him that his father died. I can take him to the wedding and dance with him. It's not a violation of lifnei v'deshitim b'shul, because kol zman that he doesn't have yediyas hamisa, kol zman that there's no yediya that the relative died, there's no chiyev avelus. So, the Gemara talks about shmur kreilo, shmur rechayka. What's mechayev avelus is when he finds out that the relative died. Kol zman he does not die, it's not called an aver b'shul. It's not called an aver at all, because you need yediya. So Rabbi Chanan said the same is true by Orla b'chutz l'artz and by Mamza. Safik Mamza is mutam in HaTorah, because Yediyas HaMamzeris is a condition in the Isser. If there's no Yediyas HaMamzeris, does know the fact, then he's not, then there's no Isser Mamza. And the same thing, Orla b'chutz l'artz, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the first parrot. Safik Orla b'chutz l'artz is mutam. Saddam Aroim had Orla and Bavel, they would invite other Chaverim of theirs, and they would give them the trefa Orla to eat. Why wasn't a violation of Lithnavid Sita Mirsa? The answer is they didn't tell him that it's straight. So Kozman, that the one who's eating it doesn't know. It's not public knowledge. So there's no Isa. Idiya Sabeira is a condition in the Neok Isa. So that's what Rabbi Chana has, that Edecha Denevi Surim shouldn't work by Avelis, because you need Idiya Sabeira. And Edecha is not called Idiya, just like over here. Edecha. Hodelev Chatasa Veloshi of the Uaferim. So here also, this is not called this is not considered the idea. And this week's Sedra, there's a very fascinating Or Sameach. The Gemara in Chulin had a Havamina, if not for a Pasuk, had a Havamina that Malikas Oilos Ha'oif would have been permissible to do Balaila. Why would you think you can do Balaila? There's a Pasuk, V'yam Tzabos on Akra V'skor B'neim, and Parsha Shmini. Well, does that from that pasuk? Beyom tzav also that all avodas hakaponos have to be done by yom. All avodas hadar, haktoris and murin can be done by laila, nisach hayayin can be done by laila. But the dalar avodas adam, shchita kabbala halacha zrika, the dalar avodas by mincha that are parallel to the dalar avodas adam have to be done by yom. So the Gemara says, I would have thought that you can do malika of an oil saif by laila. Why can you have such a Havamin? So in our Gemara, it's crossed out already. We don't have it. We don't have it in our Gemara. The Rashba has a tshuva. The Rashba said it's a mistake, and they corrected it in our Gemara. There's no such Havamin. So the Osameach saw that there was such an old gear, so he gave a pshat based on an Ibn Ezra on Chumash. Ibn Ezra says, by Chatas Oyla B'Yoyred, there are three averis where you bring a chat to celebrate. Either you bring bashiris, a bedalus, a bedalidalus, depending how much you can afford. So by shuas aidus, shuas bitui, and tumas bitdash v'kadosh, these three averis. So if you can afford it, you bring a chat to spain. If you can't afford it, you bring a chat to soif and an oil soif. Can't afford that, you bring a minchas chayte. So the Ibn Ezra has an interesting comment. If he brings a chat to spain, he only brings a chattas beima, that's all. Doesn't bring a chattas and an oil. If he can't afford the chattas beima, then he brings a chattas soif and an oil soif. To make up, what do you need? Where's the oil soif come from? All you need is a chattas soif. You say, you can't bring an oif once, or bring two chattas soif. Why do you bring a chattas soif and an oil soif? It's to take the place of the chattas beima, so bring one, bring a chattas soif, bring two chattas, you have to be bishlei musa too. Bring two chatas. So the Berez writes an interesting comment. If you would have brought a chatas beima, there would have been not only avodas adam, there would have been haktoras emurim. So when you can't afford to bring the chatas beima, you bring an oif. So if you're going to bring a chatas oif alone, there's no haktoras emurim in chatas oif. An oil oif, you burn it. A chatas oif, there's nothing to burn. You just do mitzu adam ala mizbeach, and then the kohen meat. The Bissar Ha'oif. So the Torah says you have to bring an oil soif with the chatas soif. Oil soif takes the place of the haktoras emurim that there would have been if you would have brought a chatas behem. So by haktoras emurim, that's kosher balailo. So that's what the Osamach said. That was the Gemara's Havamina. Not that by every Oila Sa'oif you can bring it, you can do the Malika Balayla. No, the Gemara meant there was a Havamina, the Oila Sa'oif that's by Chata Sa'ila V'yorek. Oila Sa'oif that's the substitute for the Aktoris and Murim of the Chata's Behema. If it would have been brought Bashiras, you would have brought a Chata's Behema. Would have been Aktoris and Murim. He can't afford that. So he's bringing. So he's bringing a chata sa'oi, but a chata sa'oi, there's no haktora at all. So that's why you need an oil sa'oi to have some haktora. So since the whole purpose of the oil sa'oi is to take the place of haktora se'murim, haktora se'murim is kosher balayim. So that's the havamin. So the Osamach writes this in a sefer. It's not where it belongs. It's printed by the Hashmatas in the middle of the first volume. And then he writes on the last line, "Amen Hashemayim, they were maskim al nispshat." What does that mean, "Amen Hashemayim, they were maskim"? So he once, or Samef told it over to one of the rabbonim who printed it in his sefer. And one of the rabbonim from Telzi Yeshiva Cleveland heard of it, so he printed over this story. Samef was once sleeping, and he had a dream that the malachim said they're going to kill the Jewish people because they're making leitzonis out of the Torah. There's a line in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Chof, and the Rashba said, and they said, and they crossed out the line in the Gemara. Gemara, I have a mina that the Malika of the Oila Sa'if should be kosher balayla, and they crossed out that line because it doesn't make any sense. No. They said, They're gonna wipe out the malachim in heaven. We're discussing gonna wipe out the Jewish people and they're making the tzonis out of the Torah. They say falsha Torah. So the Rashba was there in heaven. And Rashba said, "No, there's one Jew in Dvinsk. He has the emes of pshat. I wrote a tshuva and my tshuva I crossed out that line chul nadav chof. And this Jew, Rav Meir Simcha from Dvinsk, he gave the correct pshat. So the malachim said, okay, they're not gonna wipe out the Jewish people." So the Osamach was not aware of this Chuvas Rashba. So he woke up and he started looking in the Chuvas Rashba. He found it, but the Rashba said he's the one who crossed that girsa in Chulin Daf Chof. So that's what he wrote. That's what he wrote when he wrote the Shtigl Torah in his sefer. The Osamach read, "When Hashemayim they were maskim al yoda." In the dream, they told him that that was the correct pshat. Then you have later in the parsha, you have the din of Me'ila. You have to bring a korban Me'ila. Hashem Me'ila is only Me'ila b'kotchi kotchi. Because there's nefesh kisim ha-malachot b'kotchi Hashem, kotchim ha-miyuchadim l'Hashem, only kotchim, kotchim, not kotchim kam. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the din is, it's a Mishnah like that, emuri kotchim kalim have the din of kotchi kotchim, because the emurim is miyuchad l'Hashemayim. So that chelik of the kotchim kalim, emuri kotchim kalim have the status like kotchi kotchim. What it means has a status, if you're moyal behegdish on the emuri kotchim kalim, you are chayv Hashem me'ilas. And if you take it as a din like kachim kachim, we're taking chutz lazara, it's nifsal b'yotze. Kachim kachim, if you take it into Yerushalayim, it's not nifsal b'yotze. Take chutz Yerushalayim, it'll be nifsal b'yotze. But if you take the emure kachim kachim, chutz lazara is nifsal b'yotze, because it has a din of kachim kachim. So the yes, Rav Soloveitchik, kasha, someone asked him a kasha, but the Ramban, we discussed that Ramban this year. The Ramban says, on the Gemara in Boba Basra, daf pei halaf, I think it is, someone was magdish a bor, and it rained, and the bor got all filled up with water. So there's no me'ila on the water. Why is there no me'ila on the water? Hegdish should be kosher with a kinyan chatzar. There should be me'ila. So Tosfos says that hegdish is not kosher with a kinyan chatzar. Chatzar is only kosher for hedyot, it's not kosher for hegdish. And the Ramban disagrees, but Tosfos said that's not true. The din is in order to be chayv me'ila, you need kedushas peh. Since the bor was nismale mayim by itself, nobody gave a kedushas peh, kinyan chatzar, chal me'elav, so there's no me'ila on that. So that's what the Yesser Absalonetchik, but there's me'ila and emure b'chor. Chor is kodesh me'elav. So how was that? So there's no me'ila on chor because it's kodeshim kalim, but on the emurim of the chor, emure kodeshim kalim, have a din of kodesh kalim, there is me'ila. But the chor does not have any kedushas peh. So when we discussed that Rabban a couple of weeks ago, that's Rabbi Kivega spoke, that Rabbi Kivega came up with the pidush that you need dafke yad or chatzir, bo mashiach is no good. This is all part of that Rabbi Kivega, this Ramban. So we said over pshat that Ramban didn't mean any Kedushas Peder. Ramban is talking about if Hegdish is only kinda with a secular Kinyan, a Kinyan Chatzer, it's Momen Hegdish, but it doesn't have Kedushas Hegdish. But a Bchor, even though there's no Kedushas Peder, but it has a Kedushas Korban, it's Kodesh Me'elim, it's a Kedushas Korban. All Korban is, you can have Ni'ilan, it's a Korban. But if there is such a thing as Momen Hegdish that doesn't have Kedushas Hegdish. Then the last comment I wanted to mention was, okay, there's an institution of Oshem Tolui. If a person is not sure whether he violated an Issur Koris, he ate a steak and he's not sure whether they took out the chaylev or not. So he's chayv to bring an Oshem Tolui. So the kasha, all the mefarshim ask is, the Rambam holds that Sofik deraisa l'chum is only mid'rabbanan. So why are you chayv an Oshem Tolui? It's mutter menatar to eat it. If you have a Sofik, whether it's chaylev or not, it's mutter to eat it. How can the Rambam say that the Yisuf is only Midirabban Matar is Mutta, so why have to bring an Oshem Tolui? So in our editions of the Rambam, they have in brackets the end of Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Meis, that the Rambam asked that Kasha on himself, and he gives the answer that you only say Sofik Deraisa Lukuda Midiraisa Lukumim Midirabban by Yisuei Lavit. By Yisuei Kores, even the Rambam agrees that that's Deraisa. So that's very questionable because the Rambam says, Sofik deraisa is l'kula mideraisa by macholas asurais, and by Shabbos, and by arayas. So Shabbos is usually kares, and arayas is usually kares. So the Kesem Mishnah likes that girsa. So he says, arayas means grusha l'koyin. There's only alab, there's no kares. And Shabbos means tchumen. According to the Rambam, tchumen yud beshmil is deraisa, but there's no kares on that. It's very doichik. Shabbos usually means the lamatas malachas. When you say Shabbos, you usually don't mean Chumit. And when you say Arayis, Grusha Lekoin is not called Arayis. It means the Chabikris is very difficult. So the Pashtus is a different answer. That's what the Bichadosh answer. The Pashtus is, we Paskin La Alocha that Oshem Tolui only applies when it's Ikva Yisura, when it's a Tarubis Chaticha Achas Mishte Chatichas. But if you only have one chaticha, you don't have an ikva yisura, then the sofik deraisa lekula mideraisa. So that's the teretz of the bichodesh, and that's the prima godin quotes that bichodesh. That assumed to be the correct answer. The parsha ends off with the pasuk with the din of Hashem Gzeilus. It ends off chi parlof hakoyim lefnei Hashem nislach loy Hashem Gzeilus alachas mikodesh sheyase laashma bo. So if you look in the Sfarim, the commentaries, they said, Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolis wrote a sefer on the Dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. I forgot what's it called. Forgot already what it's called. So they have different hoisofas there. So they quote that by some group of Hasidim, I think maybe Belzer Hasidim or something, they have a mini. When you read Parshas Vayikra, they get to the last two words, Hashiasa, La'ashma bo, everybody sings out Lekelu. Lekelu sheshovis mikol ha'masa, v'yamesh v'yisalav v'yashal kisei chvodeh. Why? Because the words La'ashma bo is the Rosh Hashanah, so Lekel asher shovis mikol ha'masa, v'yam ha'shvi. So because that's the Rosh Hashanah, so that's why they had the minhag to say that. But they don't explain what's the connection, what in the world does it have to do with the words La'ashma bo, just b'mikre, happens to be the Rosh Hashanah, that I don't know. They just say this such a name.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.